It's your fault.
What are you talking about? You're always blaming me for things. What are you talking about?
We failed. In fact, collectively, all games
this
failed.
Is weed. You have a turd in your pocket?
No. I'm saying there was a failure
what?
On our front.
What?
To congratulate Evil Avatar Radio for their 100th show. It's just not right.
No, that wasn't a failure. Everybody does it for their 100th. If you want to be innovative, if you want to be new, you want to be different, you do it on the 101st.
It's true. It's true.
You just want to be a sheep? You want to be one of the flock?
No.
Oh, happy 100th show. Bah. Who cares about the 100th? It's the 101st that's mad, that's meaningful.
It's true. You know, it's 101st. So it's technically is at the 100th show-ish. Kinda. I guess.
Don't get into your number mumbo jumbo with me.
Just saying.
Just tell them congratulations on doing 101 shows, please.
Yeah, well done. Keep it up. You're over the first hump. Now the next 100 will get even less sucky.
101 shows. Keep up the good work, guys.
Well done. Bye.
No, it's not going to get any less sucky. It's going to continue to be this way. I want to thank Kropotkin, actually, is his name. Chris O'Regan and Mr. Hendrix from the Super Happy Fun Time Show on allgamesradio.com. Which, by the way, I needed to thank All Games. We all needed to thank All Games because they've been carrying us for 100 episodes now. On Wednesday nights, the show you hear tonight is rerun Wednesday nights on that website. So thanks for the opening. That was great because you know what? I had nothing to go with for an opening tonight. I had no idea. And then they sent me this and I was grateful. That's one of the things, you know, to get into it. And this is episode 101. Welcome to Evil Avatar Radio. I wrote this in the write-up that we had a project that we need your help for. And that's kind of what I'm looking for. If anybody wants to come up with their own little opening, please send it to us anytime you want to. I know we got tons of creative people out there. Just come up with something, send it in to us, and we'll have it on the at the beginning of the show. So what are you getting set up over there for?
Don't worry about it.
All right, fine.
It's my secret. Things that I'm doing out of your line of sight down at my waist level.
Should
totally
not be
mine,
looked exactly.
No business of yours.
Yeah, not at all. So yeah, I want to thank them for that. But yes, if you've got anything... If you got something you want to come up with for an opening, anything like that, something you got, just send it to us, everyone at evilavatarradio.com, and we'll play it. We'll have that'll be something unique each show. Listener sends in an opening for us. Why not?
Yeah,
take the burden off me to come up with something. But yeah, so welcome to the show. Hey everybody.
Hey.
Hello.
Howdy.
How's it going?
It's okay.
It's good.
Yeah, Daniel. Somebody in the chat room said, "Is Daniel part of the cast now?"
Yeah,
yes,
sure.
He is.
Yeah.
The way he saved our butt last week, totally.
We owe him at least.
That earns you a season pass.
Yeah.
Season pass. Now, how long is a season?
You know, I'm not sure.
Yeah.
About 100 episodes.
A quarter.
Yeah.
Oh, great. 25 cents.
Yeah.
You don't have a microphone near you. Oh,
that's
yeah,
enough.
You do. There it is. There
already.
It is.
It's right here.
Right.
Yeah, you're obviously not, you know, enough a part of the cast to have
right,
your own microphone.
To warrant my own microphone.
Right. The next person to get a full microphone is Dennis.
What if we battled to the death?
Okay.
It would still probably be Dennis.
Coming up next commercial, Dennis and Daniel. Go at it. So
they fight. They fight.
They're not going at it.
I realize it's a webcam, but they fight.
They're not going at it. That's not... Oh.
How was everybody's weekend? Or past week?
Pretty good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I totally had a weekend. So
you
did. That was really great.
Boy,
I didn't work at all.
We'll get in that in just
that
a second.
Was really great, yeah.
Because we're going to go around the room because it'll start light over here and get full when we get over here. And by over here, I mean we're starting with Jeremy and ending with James. Jeremy, what'd you do this past weekend? Anything?
Megan.
You had the kid. So that was your weekend. There you go.
Yep.
Daniel.
Got to... Watch James play the Battlefield beta, which was exciting.
Yeah, we will have to talk about that.
We'll
that was very interesting.
There.
It was an interesting little trip we took.
Yeah, because the webcam wasn't working for us to play Condemned.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, we will have to discuss
That was a good diversion. That was enjoyable.
But you didn't get a box. Your box is still out on repair.
My box is still out. But I stole my roommate's box because he doesn't need it.
Not as badly as you did.
Not as badly
apparently,
as
apparently, yeah, definitely.
And you put your hard drive on it.
And I put my hard drive on it.
And what did you put on the hard drive?
Well, the map pack.
The map pack,
four.
The variety map pack.
And
of
we
course.
Spent an exorbitant amount of time yesterday
really
afternoon
did.
Playing that.
That was a great day for
it
me.
So far later than I should have been. So I'm glad that game is still good after all those months.
Like I don't see it slowing down at all, man. No. I think that's one of the. And we were talking about this when we were playing Heroes, or Bad Company anyway, was that everything that has become the standard now for your multiplayer, at least your combat multiplayer type gaming, whatever the case. If you're putting it in a modern warfare setting,
yeah.
such as Bad Company does,
yeah.
you're going to get your comparisons made to COD 4 now for everything. So, but yeah, I don't see COD 4 losing its appeal.
No,
really.
And the three maps are good. I enjoy them.
The three of them?
Well, there are four maps.
Yeah.
There are four.
I haven't played the other one.
No, the fourth map is relegated to. Either the cage match or the small group, small team tactical, which are two things that I never, ever play.
Yeah, I don't ever play that.
So I didn't even get... I was going to make a special point of loading it up in custom, but yeah. I didn't do that either. I still haven't even seen that map.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll do that later today, but doubtful. Yeah.
What was that? Kill House. Was that
Kill
the
House
one?
Was the one that isn't in the normal rotation.
Right.
The other three are Creek, Chinatown, and...
Broadcast.
Dennis?
Play some Crystal Chronicles and some Blue Dragon.
Yeah, you came over for the Condemned.
I did.
Playcast that we were going to try and do.
You made the trip out and it was all for nothing. Sorry about
that's
that.
Okay, I got to see the giant TV.
Right, the TV
about.
Wall.
The TV that could kill God if you sweat it.
Right.
But yeah, so thanks for coming out. Sorry, it didn't work out. But
no problem.
We'll do it again. But you've already beaten the game.
Oh yeah, I've
Condemned.
Beaten the game.
You've already gone
happens.
Through it and beaten it. So you're not really missing out on anything.
No.
Well, we did play it for a couple of minutes. I mean, we realized
we did the fight
club,
and the brick throwing,
which was miserable.
That was horrible.
That was a complete waste.
Of time. You know, we had Constantine on from Sega, and he's like, man, if it was me,
yeah.
Well that wasn't
you know
even
what?
Really the multiplayer
me too.
There.
Yeah, I wouldn't have put that.
No,
in there.
It wasn't, and it wasn't, and we had only unlocked two of them,
yeah.
So I can't speak to the rest of them, but it was a little. It was a little. Unnecessary. It was completely a total extravagance. So,
yeah.
Well.
Yeah.
It was a feature bullet on the back of the box.
There you go.
And it was probably not too hard to throw together. I can't imagine it would have been. And they got to throw that.
Throw bricks to that guy
yeah,
there.
They got to put another bullet on the back of the box and
right.
earn their way.
Well, in either case, you know, we did do a little bit of that.
And yeah, and then that'll bring me to your weekend.
Yeah. Well, what were we doing? I'm trying to remember. We drove Dana off.
Because we were playing
COD
4.
Because I was like, hey, is this not working? While you're figuring it out, let me load up COD 4. And so I loaded it up and started playing the new maps. And, of course, you know, hey, just take a minute. I'm just going to do this one map.
I know,
yeah. And it didn't turn out.
We know how those things go.
So she just left. She dipped out because it was making her sick, and that's understandable. And then it was on to the Battlefield Bad Company beta.
Yeah, we were looking around on games. We're like, hey, what do you have that you know? We played COD 4, and then we put in Condemned 2, and you did a little bit of the multiplayer. And then we were just kind of looking around, and I was like, oh, hey, look, you didn't see this, but you didn't know that I had this. But
no, I didn't. And I didn't bother trying to get in it myself. I don't know why.
Yeah, and so I saw it, and we started that up, and. You know, you went to town with that. I personally, when I first started playing, and this happened to me with COD 4 in the multiplayer beta, I didn't like what I was playing for the first little bit of it. For whatever reason, there was one night I started playing that multiplayer beta, and it clicked for me. And it just, everything came together, and I'm like, ooh, this is great.
Yeah.
And so, it didn't come together that great, you know, over Saturday night. But some things did come together, and we're like, okay, I get the hang of what they're doing here. I know what they're doing. The environmental destruction was kind of cool at first.
It was a little... it was really neat.
Well, the first time you saw that wall blow out...
It was completely inconsistent, though.
Yeah, it is really random. There are some concrete walls, you know...
Are absolutely impervious.
They're, and then other ones are like giant crackers, painted concrete.
Well, it became extremely absurd. The one time after I was looking over a short wall... And there were, like, two guys down below us. I think you know what I'm talking about.
Through the
about.
Trees?
And I pulled out my Desert Eagle, and I blew a pine tree in half
yeah.
with it.
Yeah, with one shot.
Yeah. And the pine tree wasn't, like, hurt already or anything. I was trying to shoot the guy. I shot the pine tree instead. Pine tree exploded and fell over.
Yeah, well.
The trees fall over. The buildings explode.
I mean, a Desert Eagle's no joke, but no. It doesn't blow down pine trees.
Doors. You can't open doors. You have to shoot them.
That's true.
And I'm sure with your knife, you could probably melee them open, but I don't know.
I thought that was funny. It was like half a dozen doors that I couldn't figure out how to get past for the longest time, and then out of frustration, and I was tired of you guys making the joke, I was like, fine, I'll shoot the door. And evidently, that's how you open doors in that game. Which, you know, any game that insists that you use firepower to move from one room to another, I mean, you know.
You gotta give a little credit where credit's due.
I give them a little bit of respect for that. It's got, you know, it's got super cheesy, easy mode, Unreal Tournament-style sniping.
Yeah.
Which is awfully nice after trying to...
hold your breath in
COD 4.
You know,
some dude 400 yards away, like, running through creek in a ghillie suit, and I'm trying to hit him in the head with, you know, my rifle, my scope bouncing all over the place. That's hard.
Mm-hmm.
But some guy standing up on a ridge, picking his nose, while I'm using the Battlefield Bad Company sniper rifle, that's perfectly fine. That's nothing wrong with that.
That's sniping at James Speed?
Yeah. I was a great sniper in that
game. You were taking him out.
Yeah.
No, you know what else? You were a good tank.
Oh, that was not.
It's also got vehicles all over the place too. We should.
It's got the worst noob tube I've ever seen in my life, which I suppose
worse in terms of useless. Now, some people when you say worse,
they took the noob out of it.
Right? Yeah. It's not a noob tube. It's simply a tube, I guess. But it's completely pointless.
This tube seriously lacks a noob.
Yeah.
They need to up the noob on the tube.
On more than one occasion, I placed that grenade directly in somebody's pocket. And nothing happened. Nothing. They turned around, they looked at me.
Well, you know, like Daniel was saying when we were playing, he's like, oh, gosh, it's got the signature Battlefield too much health.
Yes.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm sure for some people, that amount of health is awesome.
Man, they're talking about Vegas 2 in the chat room, and I don't mean to jump ship.
We'll have to touch on that.
Yeah, we beat Vegas 2, so everybody complaining in there, we're totally right along.
I'm right there with you. I'm unhappy with that at the moment.
But back to Battlefield. Vehicles, which have multiple seating for like plenty of players, depending on what vehicle you pick up with.
Mm-hmm.
But you got in the tank, found you a nice little spot. And
well, I was only so good due to the stupidity of the other team.
I can only suppose that was all of their first maps, and yeah. I had the virtue of it. Like it was
so the first time they've ever played
map.
A shooter. I think. Yeah.
Well, there's no kill cam.
But there is the little directional indicator.
Yes,
if it's
there is.
Always showing something behind you. Maybe
but
when
I was
you spawn,
right.
You should turn
I was.
Around.
I was 10 feet away.
Yeah.
They kept pouring out of the door. I would shoot them with a tank.
With a tank.
It doesn't have like a silencer on it or anything. It's a
noticeable.
Tank.
It's huge.
It was, and you kept racking up medals or whatever their variation
of little
things
dog
are.
Tags that
little
we dropped
dog
down.
Tags.
That was kind of fun.
And it was neat to get those things. What else did we mess around with in Battlefield?
We flew around in the helicopter a little bit, had some graphical issues. Which was better than the helicopter. Controls and everything in previous Battlefields have always been really touchy and very difficult to deal with. You know, it was manageable.
Except they only give you 5 seconds if you get out of the map area, which
that
is not
little,
enough time.
It was a little frustrating. By the time I realized what I'd done, it was too late.
Like on foot, it's no problem. Even probably in one of the other vehicles, that's fine. But when you're in the chopper, turning around in a matter of 5 seconds when you've gone out of the field is not an easy thing to do.
No, it really wasn't.
They've got boats in there, which we didn't get to drive.
No, we didn't.
We saw ourselves get killed by a boat. We're like, what is that? Is that a boat? That's a boat. And the boats can move on the water. They're very fast.
I mean, it was nice. I liked the progressive extending of the map within a single battle.
Mm-hmm.
That was nice. And there were a lot of really great old Battlefield conventions in there. Did you play 2 with us?
I played 2 with you guys, yeah.
I loved 2. I really, really liked 2. It was too vehicle centric on certain levels, and it just made the foot combat sort of obsolete in a lot of cases. But you know, I mean, it was okay. But I liked it a lot. So I didn't like Bad Company as much right away as I thought I would. You know,
yeah.
First look, I was actually kind of put off. But I don't know. We played it for a few hours.
Yeah.
After about an hour, hour and a half, I really started appreciating what they were doing. I had a bit more respect for it.
It's got your classes that you can pick from. The medical class, take certain note that your primary weapon in your medical class, not even medical, support.
Yeah, it's called
there
support.
There was an interest. Yeah. Yeah, that was one of the things that I took note of. There was a really interesting restructuring of how the different support classes worked, and I kind of liked it. But don't use the impact hammer on a friend. That's not a good thing to do.
It's the power drill.
It's a power drill. That's impact hammer. Sure, it's a power drill. Just for everybody else, it's what it is. It's in all you can do.
Was it impact hammer Unreal Tournament?
No. The impact hammer. It's a type of tool. It's a kind of thing.
Yeah, but wasn't there a melee weapon where you like charge it up and it was like a?
Yeah, maybe.
It was the gravity hammer in Halo.
Seems like there should have been, if there wasn't, but
Yeah. Somebody, I'm sure...
Anyway, the thing with the little medical cross on it, that's what you want to point at your friend when he's hurt. You don't want to use the power drill.
The power drill will actually hurt them.
It doesn't fix them.
It takes a while, but you can actually...
Oh, it actually didn't take...
Did it not?
No, it took a chunk of life out pretty quick.
But yeah, it's how you can go support vehicles. You walk up to a vehicle and you just start drilling right there, and it'll heal the vehicle.
Which again is another convention of that series, which is very nice. I got in the one tank, where the guy was smart enough to pick the right class, and it was really good. It's not perfect,
but if you like the Battlefield series, this is definitely going to be an improvement on everything that they've done before.
I agree.
It's definitely not any worse than any of the other ones. It's good. They added a lot of new stuff that's neat.
You have to pay for your weapons, though.
that
apparently don't make a difference.
Yeah, well, we'll see. but
I don't know. After spending time with all the primary weapons of each of those classes, I really wanted to pay for something.
Yeah,
I was like, just give me a way to get a better weapon.
New weapon.
These are really terrible.
You wanted them to be better, in fact.
What was the other cool thing about that? That's right. As support, if you were taking damage yourself, all you had to pull out was the med kit.
Yeah, and you
were healing yourself while you're going around throwing these things to your partners there. So it was very cool and very surprising. While you were playing it, I was like, okay, this is interesting. Now, the first I only played it one time and I just didn't like what I was playing there. But then watching James go through it, kind of changed my mind on it. What else? You guys played COD 4. We were talking about that.
Oh, yeah.
You wore the
I just haven't had a day where I could just sit down and play that game in a really long time. And the new maps were out and everything. They came out Friday morning. And I was busy
some trouble.
Friday.
I tried to download them Friday, and I had problems.
I didn't have any trouble by the time I got home.
When did you download them?
I think it was about... Man, it had to have been about, like, 3, I guess.
That's probably an okay time to do that. Mine was about 8.
In the morning?
8 at night.
Okay.
8 at night.
I heard a lot of people, a lot of the EVEV guys we were talking to yesterday, a majority of them had a lot of issues, and I didn't. It took me about... I mean, I saw them there. I added some points. I clicked to download, and I'd say probably 5 minutes later, I had them.
I couldn't do it.
It was quick for me, too, because I sent you... When I got on, I sent you that request when I started downloading.
Oh, okay.
And so, yeah, it was just a few minutes later, and I was good. Maybe 10.
Yeah,
enough
I mean,
time
I'm
to
not,
make a sandwich and eat it.
I'm not at all surprised that people did have trouble.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't surprised that I didn't, but to hear that people did, I was like, well, that's pretty much par for the course for anything. I mean, if you want to release a story talking about 1.3 million people playing this every day, and, you know, this far after its release, you know it's extremely popular. There's a good chance that a significant number of those people are going to be downloading these maps in the afternoon on Friday, since you released it on a weekday. Everybody gets home from work, everybody slams the servers.
Especially on a Friday. On a Friday, that probably had to do with... Because I kept relating this. I'm thinking, I don't remember them having a problem when they released any Halo 3 maps. Although I didn't download any of them, and I didn't really pay attention. There could have been some problems with people downloading some of the map packs for Halo 3.
I downloaded it on launch day. No problems with that one.
Yeah.
So.
But it was probably not released on a Friday either.
No, I don't think it was.
I think they release on, like, Tuesdays or Wednesdays.
Yeah.
They release midweek, and so, yeah, there was probably some problems there. It didn't matter to me. I woke up Saturday morning, and I was able to download them, mm-hmm. Without a problem. So, it was just that one little thing, but a lot of people were upset over that. And because they wanted to play, there was the double XP going on, which they've extended because of that issue.
Which I'm thankful for. I was taking.
What, that extension is just through today, though, right?
It's just another 24 hours. Yeah, it'll end. Okay. It'll end tomorrow at some point. I don't know what time, but it ends tomorrow. And it's only on the new maps.
Now, do we know, for anybody that has this you'll know, the all of the new maps are not a part of the standard game type rotations. They're not in the map rotations for everything else. They're sort of segregated down to the bottom of the list of game types in little specific categories,
right.
Which the makeup of those categories has changed a couple of times over the weekend. They've sort of jostled them around and moved things to different places once or twice. But they said in the message of the day, you know, all maps will be in all rotations next week. Do we know when that started? Like, do we know what next week
when
is?
From what I understand, it starts tomorrow when the double XP is
okay,
over with.
That, yeah, I hadn't heard specifically, and I was really wondering.
What was the reason they were relegated to what they... Does anybody know what
the
reason was?
I don't know that they gave one. I think that you could probably guess, I mean, and come pretty close to the mark. I mean... On the one hand, I think it gives them a few extra days to allow more people to purchase the maps before they throw them into the old rotations. And,
that's
and
true, because if you don't have them, you're going to have that problem, and we talked about that.
I mean, if you're, you know, if you're playing, you know, if you're playing, you know, hardcore team deathmatch somewhere, and you're doing the maps you've always done, and that's great, but Creek comes along, and you don't have it, then you're gone, you know,
right.
and that's not good. We talked about this a couple weeks ago. That's not good for the people who have them or for the people who don't.
I don't know. I think with the maps being as good as they are now that I've seen them, if you don't have them, you deserve a punishment.
I suppose not playing is that punishment.
Yeah.
And I agree that they're really good, although I don't understand. There seems to be a lot of animosity towards Chinatown.
Like, yeah, people...
Because when you and I were playing last... Like,
yeah,
it was,
a couple people were griping about Chinatown.
Chinatown came up two or three times and got vetoed each time.
Really?
And it's just like back in the days of beta. It's like, dude, there's three maps. What do you do? There's three maps.
Yeah.
Stop skipping the map. There's only three.
Yeah.
What are you doing? But so we wound up on Creek every single time.
Yeah, we played... It's
fine. Creek is
broadcast once and Creek like five times.
Yeah. And I've honestly got no
once
problem with that.
Once we switched to... Deathmatch.
I like Creek. I like, or at least what I saw. I liked what I saw of Creek. When I jumped in with you guys, it had turned into a hardcore match. Hardcore team deathmatch. None of the new maps were popping up.
Yeah.
Well,
we had gotten out of it. We played those solid. Hardcore team deathmatch and search and destroy for hours.
Yeah.
I mean, we just ran in that rotation for hours and just needed a break. At that point, I think all of us were really wanting the maps to be folded into the standard rotation.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would have been great.
But that doesn't mean I'm not getting back into it. I'll get back into it again. But yeah, for me, I don't know. You know, when you came over and you were checking out my, you know, my custom classes and things like that.
Oh,
you're like, what level are you? I was like 44, and you did that whole, God, man, come on.
I was like, oh, geez,
so when I jump into a match with you, what happens? I'm on the ones where you don't earn XP.
Oh yeah.
And I thought, well, this sucks. I want to earn some XP if I'm going to be out here playing. I haven't played in forever. I'd like to earn some XP while I'm doing it. And there was match bonus. XP that
yeah,
I was getting.
Match bonus.
But, you know, there was
play
plenty other...
Play headquarters or play search and destroy. They're the most efficient.
Well, I'm not into, like, power leveling or anything like that, but I want to play with the guys and I want to play on some of these bigger maps. I enjoy team deathmatch a lot. I don't enjoy hardcore team deathmatch.
You know,
when I get to 55, and then
I
sure.
I don't often play anything hardcore. I will not play it... Well, I shouldn't say will not, but I really don't like to play it unless I'm with people I know. I just...
Yeah.
It always turns out bad. There's some guy who gets mad because, I don't know, he doesn't like the cut of my jib or something, and then he sticks his knife in my back. You know, it's like, whatever. So having a day where I can play with the EVAV guys and get into hardcore and actually play it is really, really good, and I find that I really do like it so much better. I'm actually a little more comfortable with hardcore. I go back to regular when I'm just sort of, you know, pubbing and releasing tension by myself, and I get really upset that everybody's got way too much health. Like,
yeah.
People die so slow. It takes an infinity for someone to die,
yeah.
You know, in regular team deathmatch. And by infinity, I mean 3/4 of a second as opposed to a
single
bullet.
Yeah, I was going to say 4 bullets as opposed to one or two.
But, I really enjoyed it. It's still amazingly good playing with people that you like. I mean, the gameplay is still extremely solid.
Yeah.
I can take breaks from it for a few weeks, come back to it, and it's just... It's still fantastic, and like you said earlier, it's the yardstick now.
It really is. That's exactly what it's become, because we were doing that in comparisons with Bad Company.
Yeah.
Especially since you couldn't find your sprint button. You're like, wait a second, it's got to have a sprint. But eventually we did find it. It does have a sprint
button. How stupid am I?
It's on the
sprint button's in the same spot.
Yeah, same spot, exactly. Actually. It hasn't changed at all.
What were the other well, you've got jump, obviously, in Battlefield. You can do the bunny hopping. What other comparisons were we making?
You can jump in
Cloud 4. You can jump. It just isn't. Just doesn't matter.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. You don't jump very high in Cloud 4.
I don't know. Not a whole lot. I didn't like having to switch to my grenade to throw my grenade.
Yeah.
I like just hitting my grenade
definitely
button.
Being able to throw grenades without switching away from your weapon is really nice. There was another thing, too, in terms of, like, interface stuff. It seemed a little... We had a hard time getting used to where everything was.
Yeah.
You know, like...
It was...
Hit a button and
a little
then
bit clumsy.
Again, and,
yeah, and it wasn't natural.
There's a lot... You spend... For a first-person shooter, I think you spend too much time trying to finagle your inventory.
Mm-hmm.
When people are shooting at you, that's not necessarily a good thing.
No.
That's one thing that I really do like about COD 4 is you've got four options. Well, I guess five. You could have at most five options, being your secondary, your primary, if you've got the noob tube, and then your two grenades. And it's... You can get to them in... You know, with one button.
Right.
Period. You know, every time. So, maybe I'm spoiled by that ease of use, but it seems that it's a little more clunky in bad company.
Yeah. It's, again, you know, I'm very, very comfortable with how COD 4 does everything.
Yeah.
I like it a lot. I would really ask that it had replay feature and the whole the community file sharing system that Halo 3
that would be great
put in place. I mean, I was miserably upset for a long time without that. I love my kill cam.
Kill cam's great. If I could take screenshots, that would be phenomenal.
Yeah,
or save replays, because there have definitely been those COD moments where I really wanted somebody else to experience what just happened because no one would believe me if I told them. So. But, you know, I mean, that's setting the bar kind of high. That's a lot to include into a release when you're, you know, the previous version of Call of Duty did not sell quite as many as Halo 2 did.
Right.
You know, you don't have that massive title funding.
Well, it's, you know, it's easily enough overlooked.
Yeah.
So, all in all, though, it was a great weekend.
Yeah,
I started sometime like 10:30 in the morning, I guess, 10:30 playing.
And we still didn't get to play Army of Two.
No, we didn't. It was seriously like...
Do you feel bad about that?
No.
I don't. Well, no, I don't feel bad about it. What bugs me is that I've got it, you know, it's eating up space in my GameFly.
Yeah.
I'm ready to experience it. Notice I say experience and not really play. I'm ready to experience it and then send it back so I can get something else.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's what I'm waiting for, is just to jump in there and do that. And I thought about sending you an invite, not really an invite, but message you while you're playing COD, but... The streak you went on, I'm kind of glad
seriously,
I didn't.
It was like 8 o'clock, and, I mean, Dana was gone all day doing work stuff, and I started having, like, really, really bad streak. I mean, I had a few good games, you know, a handful of good games, a significant number of bad games, and mostly, like, mediocre, but I was having, like, three maps. It was, like, 3 and 15 or something. It was just dreadful. It was just horrible. And I couldn't figure, like, I had to stop and think, like, what am I doing wrong? What's the problem? And I realized I hadn't eaten or had anything to drink all day. Like, I hadn't consumed any calories whatsoever. And I was like, oh, this is a very bad thing. But it's really only because my gameplay got so horrible that I realized that I was hungry. So I had to leave, get some food, came back. That was a little better. And then we just kept going till like, 1 in the morning.
Yeah,
so.
Sleep.
It was good.
It
did me a lot of good.
It
was really great to play with everybody, and just have a nice long, fairly.
You've needed that.
Yeah,
you've needed some.
Well, first time I've played with the EVAV folks.
Yeah, it was.
I
want to
say it was very brutal at some moments.
Yeah,
like they were. I played an average day yesterday, and there were some maps that I mean, it didn't matter what corner I went around.
Yeah,
and there was somebody there waiting.
Somebody smelled you.
Yeah. And they had my number.
They did. They did. I had a lot of those maps yesterday.
Yeah.
I had a special guy who just spawned right beside me.
Every time. He was your special friend.
Yeah, he was. But no, it was a fantastic day. The maps, I wholly recommend. I mean,
Yeah, grab them.
You know, there were some comments made in the chat room that I kind of agree with. Broadcast, bit of a big map. I play lots of Ground War myself, simply because I like the slightly larger numbers, you know?
More targets.
Yeah. And there are some maps that really benefit from being just a little more full of people. A few more... There are times when you wind up running around a map and not seeing somebody for, like... I got my survivalist achievement yesterday. And it wasn't for, like, trying to survive. It was 5 minutes trying to find someone to kill.
Yeah, I mean, some maps, that happens. You can run around the entire map and somehow manage not to find anybody.
Yeah. So, I do look forward to having a few more people on broadcast. Because, you know, we noticed that sometimes it's very indoor. The combat is very... centered around the inside. Sometimes you get a little bit of combat outside, and it's kind of fun outside. So you want that.
There are portions of that map that. When you're not playing, you know, Ground War-sized games that go unused, just because the map is so big.
Right.
You're just going to not make use of either the indoor or outdoor section.
Right.
It's really just going to go largely unplayed. And there's a lot outside. There's a ton of that map.
Nice sniper positions. Yeah. A lot of twisting and turning. The low walls out there are good.
Yeah.
Aha, CQB moments. So it was really, really nice. But Creek, I think, is just an amazing piece of level design. It is not exclusive to snipers, although it's heavily sniper-oriented gameplay, but there are a lot of opportunities to spoil that.
Oh, yeah.
You know, some sort of daring rush can often save the day and then turn the tide. And there's a lot going on there. I really, really like that map. Camouflage and moving slow and intelligently is very... very key. It's just a brilliant map. I like it a lot. And Chinatown is, you know,
it's fun.
It's solid.
I think Chinatown is a fun map for throwing another CQB map in there.
Yeah.
You know.
And it's confusing. A lot of windows.
Yeah,
you really
is.
Have to be on your toes.
I died often from places I didn't know that people could have been.
It's a seriously twitchy map. So yeah. I think they're all very, very good. I applaud them. I honestly easily got $10 out of it just yesterday.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So,
and I will as well whenever I
sorry
get
to blame
around to
about
it.
Good gameplay for $10.
It's true. So where are we at? Are we at a break time? Do we need
we
to
are at a break time.
Hour?
I just wanted
that.
You guys to keep going. So
we
talk.
Yeah, no,
it's okay.
Yeah.
You know, we've
talked for a long
obviously
time.
We could go on and on forever, but
we
think we've hit the high points.
Yeah.
Then we may try
and
again.
And some of the middle and maybe one or two low, and that's enough. I think it's break time.
Well, when we come back, we'll do the weekly release coming up. Feel free to call in. Dana's not with us tonight. So if you call, we may not see it. If you're in the chat room, let us know that you're calling so I can look over here and put you on hold. But if you do want to call in, 334-272-9228, 334-272-9228, or email us everyone at evilavatarradio.com. We'll be back with more here on 1170 WACV and Evil Avatar Radio. To Evil Avatar Radio here on 1170 WACV. All right, it is time for the weekly release here. Let's check out theweeklyrelease.com, oddly enough. Let's see. Assassin's Creed for the PC this week. Civil War Mysteries for the PC.
I really want to hear about that, by the way. Just
Civil War Mysteries?
No. If anybody actually picks up AC on the PC.
Oh, yeah.
Which I'm sure one or two people... among our EVAV listeners might do. I'd be really curious to hear how it looks, how it plays.
It's very weak for releases this week. Not much. That's pretty much it. Assassin's Creed on the PC. That's pretty much what you got. For the virtual console this week, Yoshi's Cookie from the NES days, 500 Wii points there. And Bases Loaded from the NES days, 500 Wii points for that also. And in the arcade, for Xbox Live Arcade, we've got Ikaruga. I believe I pronounced it right. 800 Microsoft points. Was it originally a GameCube title, wasn't it?
Ah, Dreamcast, I think.
Yeah. What?
Didn't it... I had to check with Dennis's expression to see if you... whether he was going to... you know, the judges were going to chime in
exactly.
on the pronunciation. And his expression basically told me like 100 things. It was like reading an oeuvre, looking into his eyes as he said, eh... That's an acceptable pronunciation. We'll let that...
Ikaruga
there you go.
Is what they're giving me in the
yes,
chat room.
That's really the preferred pronunciation, but for...
we'll let Scott get away with something.
No, no, no. You don't have to. It's totally more fun when you don't.
I'm sorry. Back on
well,
target.
Well, he's mispronounced something. Now all somebody's going to do is call in so he can
and
hang
so
up
I can
on
hang
him.
Up on him.
And then we're done. I think we've achieved
right, the tradition
we'll just go
continues.
Home and play, Call of Duty.
Yeah, I was about to say. We're just going to play Call
if
of
Shodan
Duty.
If Shodan could call in and kill the show.
Yeah, right about now. I'm itching for some...
Right.
Man, it was a crap news week. I'll just tell you that right now.
It really was.
Yeah. It really was. April Fool's Day. Tuesday had nothing. In fact, I wrote down two things.
I forgot that even happened. That's how
the one thing,
non-event it was.
Which actually turned into one thing, because the first thing was that the Call of Duty 4 map pack got delayed, which it didn't, you know, in fact, do. It was supposed to get delayed, but... However they fixed it and, you know, got it out on Friday. The other thing was Ubisoft bringing 40 titles to Steam. That was the other news story for Tuesday. That was it. Everything else was made up crap.
There's no way you're getting a legitimate news story out of Tuesday.
No. You're not.
And even maybe if there was one there, I just didn't even bother on Tuesday. Like, I didn't really look at anything.
I bothered because I like to see what people do. Blizzard always puts forth a really good April Fool's.
They had what was like three.
Yeah, it was like
a 1-2-3 punch.
Yeah, it was well done.
It was the what were theirs?
The Torn Space Marine.
That's the one I forget.
I really actually wanted to be real. Probably out of all of them, I really wanted that. Once I saw the animation, I was like, can they put that in the game for real? Like,
right.
They better. I want that for me.
The first one I saw was the. Molten Core coming
yes.
to consoles.
Multiple
which
coming
is
consoles.
Which was an especially a you know, brilliant little joke for anyone who's ever actually a part of the raid game back when Molten Core was what you did. Molten mm-hmm. Core was the end game. And it's very funny because that's about what I remember from the graphics. I played a priest. So Molten Core was 40 health bars and you know, half a dozen different add-ons helping me keep little green bars from getting too small. That's what I did in Molten Core.
Wow.
For a long time. So, sure, 2D, you know, little sprites and graphics and stuff.
You're all for it?
Lucifron looks like three little flame things. Sure. I'll take your word for it. Everything was 40 giant health bars when I played, so.
We got a caller. I don't know who it is, but we got a caller. And, hey, who's this?
Hi, it's T-Fast Gamer.
Hey, well, you're not actually Cheap Ass Gamer, though, right? What's...
Oh, no, I'm not Cheap Ass.
You're not Cheap ED.
I used to be User 11. Yeah, I called
her. Oh, so you got yourself a name, but you stole it from another website.
Well, yeah, I kind of did.
Okay, well, hey, how's it going? Thanks for calling in.
Good. Did you see the Cheap Ass Gamer April Fools?
No, what'd they do?
Oh, it was funny. I was so pissed because you could tell, like, everyone thought it was actually true. He wrote that you had to pay $100 to be, like, on the site, like, be a user.
Yeah.
And like, everyone actually, like, fell for it. Like, they set up, like, a huge form. Like, he was, like, petitioned with emails and stuff. So, yeah, it was really funny. I, like, completely fell for it. Until finally some guy goes, oh, he's pulling our ass.
Yeah, exactly.
Awesome.
Anything else you wanted to talk about tonight?
Yeah, this is completely off topic, but did you see the new End War video?
No, I haven't seen a new video for End War.
When did it come out?
It's not out, like, yet, but there's this new video, Game Trailers, where the it has all this new gameplay footage from the Frag Dolls are playing.
Oh, no. Yeah. Oh, we saw that. We didn't watch that very much.
Yeah.
I realize it shows some gameplay, but when they mix it in with
once,
that.
Once you mute it, then it becomes much more enjoyable.
Yeah?
If you don't have to listen to them talk.
I know. It's so weird. This other, I think I just saw it up like a little while ago. Someone took out all the audio and put in this random, like, awkward audio. I'm trying to find out what it was. It was just hilarious. They turned like a little comedy thing.
Which is probably makes it a lot better.
It does.
It would hard for
definitely.
Be hard for it to make it worse, I think.
Hey, you screwed
pardon?
Up!
Pardon? Sentence? Sentence?
Sorry.
I'm like, oh my
Akin
god!
Has sentence, please?
Hit her in
sure.
the face! Yeah, you can take her down.
Alright, buddy.
And they're like muting the microphones, and they're like, and the Ubisoft guys are like, what the hell are you doing? You changed my play! Jesus! I don't nightclub for that!
Thanks for calling! It's been great, man. We got to go. We're going through a tunnel. We'll talk to you later, man. Okay. Hey, you know what? You want to call in?
I love that guy.
If you want to call in, you're more than welcome. I'm sorry for hanging up on you, but yeah, I didn't know. He had the audio on in the background, so we could kind of hear ourselves. And then, but yeah. So if you want to call in, you're more than welcome to 334-272-9228. We don't have a...
Scott doesn't trust his trigger finger. That's what that was.
No, I didn't. I don't trust my trigger finger, especially with...
so that's no problem actually... for me. Just makes for great entertainment, man. I like that guy. He's one of my new favorites.
That was good entertainment. Let's jump into the news, which, again, there wasn't very much of.
I keep scrolling through my news. This is like the eighth time that I've scrolled
through. Do you even have any start items?
I have like four, and none of them are really... Right. They're really for me. There were articles that I wanted to read later, but none of them are really... I mean, it's just not...
It's okay.
More
it's
news
okay.
articles
everybody's,
are not developing as
no,
I scroll
everybody's
multiple times.
Saving themselves, but I mean,
the phone's ringing again. I'm scared to answer.
Rainbow Six Vegas 2.
I don't know. I want to hit that next hour.
Do you?
Yeah, because
I would not mind hearing from some other people because Scott and I had a particular experience. I don't think it was weird. The experience was that the two of us went through our Six Vegas and we beat it co-op. And
we weren't sure that we beat it at first.
Yeah, we really weren't where we expected to be.
I could have sworn I had a lot more to go through in that. That felt really short to me.
I could have sworn that the evening started with us playing Rainbow Six. How it ended with something that was very much like the Metal Gear fight from the end of MGS, I have no idea. Only devoid of cool, so...
Yeah.
I really don't know. I would be interested to hear from other people. There's certainly no strong reflections on multiplayer because I've done very, very little of that.
And have no intention to. But we'll get into that. We'll get into that next hour because I don't think we got enough time to really take callers for it as well as vent our frustration about it. But we can go back to the phones and see who this is. Hey, who's on the line?
This is user 12. No, it's Nick.
Get a name.
Shut your mouth. Hey,
What's
Nick,
up,
how's
man?
It going?
I'm doing pretty good. How about you?
I'm doing pretty good. Did you get the thing that Rockstar sent you, even though I probably shouldn't have said that?
Yeah, actually, I got it today.
What is it?
It's a bunch of various GTA 4 stuff.
That's what I figured. It was some swag.
Yeah, it's like... Here, let me look. Actually, the one thing's kind of cool. It's... I guess there's a baseball team in the game called the Liberty City Swingers. And so there's a Swingers. It's like a baseball jersey kind of thing and a baseball cap and then a whole bunch of like stickers and stuff. So I'm probably going to do a little giveaway on EVAVIT when we get closer to GTA 4's launch.
Now, wasn't it Rockstar that sent you the embroidered straight jacket?
Yeah.
Did you get anything as cool as that you're not telling us because you don't want to, you know, make us feel all depressed?
No, not this time.
No, okay. Wasn't sure. Oh, that's cool. What's been going on with you, man? What are you calling in for?
I don't know. You sounded lonely. You guys are begging for callers, so you know I called in.
That's great.
I heard this is the 101st show. Is that true?
It is the 101 show. Yes, it is.
You guys really should have did something for the 100th.
we took the 100 off. You know,
yeah. He figured he did 99. Might as well take
a
break.
It's like it's the 100th. I need to take a break. So we took that one off. No, apparently you didn't listen last week.
We outsourced it, actually.
We outsourced it. What did you play this weekend? Anything?
What did I play this weekend?
You played Spiderwick.
Yeah, I was playing a little bit of that. You know, I'll call you out
on it. You played Spiderwick Chronicles.
Yeah, it took about 2.5 hours to play through. I was curious about it. I was like, let me check it out. And I started playing it. I was like, hey, this is kind of cool. So I played through it. It was all right. Something to do.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was getting, you know, like you guys are saying, you guys finished Vegas, I finished that, and I was doing terrorist hunt stuff, and I couldn't find someone to co-op it with.
You know what's weird, and we'll talk about this, but I tried to stay away from spoilers on the ending of, or like, I tried to stay away from anybody talking about, oh, when you get to this point, blah, blah, blah. I was really, you know, I was really looking forward to completing Rainbow Six 1 as well as 2 because I was hoping that, you know, they would tie in and all have a nice little round ending, but now I feel bad that I guess I feel bad about it. I don't know. It's like avoiding the spoilers really brought me into disappointment.
I mean, I think we could probably talk about it without being too spoilerish, but I mean, it's pretty obvious there's going to be a 3 because
I heard they were done with Vegas.
They said they were done.
I read where they were like, "No, we're not going to go back. We're not going back to Vegas."
You kind of know what happens with Logan, but there's still that whole part in between you don't know what's going on.
Well, I'm tired of following this story. I'm not interested in following it further, you know what I'm saying? If they do extend it into a 3, I have no desire to finish that after what they've given me 2 times already. So.
Yeah, it's a shame, too, because the gameplay on it is, you know, so damn good. It's so solid.
Well, it really is, and I don't know about saying anything bad about the first one. Like, you're saying what they've given to you twice. I thought the first one was great. I didn't mind the cut short ending. I didn't have a problem with that at all. You know, it was like, okay, obviously I'm going to get another one and we're going to go kill...
Well, that's what I'm saying, though.
And it's okay.
You didn't mind the cut short ending, but wouldn't you have liked a better resolve?
Yeah, but I'm not going to class 2 with 1.
Okay.
I'm not going to do it at all.
All right.
And yeah, the gunplay in 2 was really, really solid. And it was, if anything, I think it was a little bit better than in 1.
Right.
That's about it. Like, that's... The actual shooting guys was okay. I have no problem with that. I enjoyed it immensely. Everything else about the campaign was either slightly bothersome or excruciating.
Yeah.
Once we got toward the end.
And thank God we were doing it 2 players, because, you know, for a game that gives you a squad to put you by yourself so much was very annoying.
It was really only just the 1 level. I guess about the last level for a little bit of it, but...
Yeah.
I enjoyed it. I mean, I pretty much played through it twice, once by myself and once co-op in pieces with someone else. So,
yeah, you played it with me co-op.
I played with a bunch of people, actually, a bunch of different little pieces.
Got to look at that. Got to look at that beautiful face I put on my character.
Yeah, that scary clown face.
Without
you were
them
giving people your O face.
You have no idea what my O face looks like.
You put it on your character. I know you. That's the sort of thing you would put on your character. I don't need to know what it looks like to know that that's what it is.
Nobody's seen that picture but Bap and you. That's it.
Yeah.
And so now everybody's going to be like, go jump into Rainbow Six. I want to see your O face.
It almost induces nightmares.
Well, imagine it as my O face inducing nightmares.
Yeah, your face in Vegas 1 was pretty creepy.
My face in general is just creepy. Regardless if it's stuck on a character or not. Hey, Bap, we got to run, man.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, thanks for calling.
All right, bye-bye.
If you'd like to call in, 334-272-9228 is the number you need to do it at. And coming up next, we'll go over more news and talk about, you know, whatever. It's all coming up next on Evil Avatar Radio here on 1170 WACV. Back to Evil Avatar Radio here on 1170 WACV. Let's see, what were we going to talk about? It's our second hour, so welcome. Let me do a chat room roll call real quick. Haven't done that just yet. Slipstream's in the chat room, Shadowstorm, Xerxes, Rogue Hunter, Hoggy. Hoggy said he was calling in tonight to talk to us about... I can't even remember what he was going to talk to us about, but he's more than welcome to call in. Well, he reminded us, he's like, oh, don't forget.
It was about GT5.
Okay, that's right. They're right. The creator had some comparisons that he was trying to make, and Kevin obviously had some objections about that. So
objection.
So definitely call us in, Kev, if you want to. But let me know in the chat room if you do, because I don't have anybody in there to answer the phones anymore. 334-272-9228. BA Penguins in there. Mott Wackworb, Track Zero, Kilaran, also Cheap Ass Gamer, who is not GBD. Straximus in there. H2O Ninja, Agort. Rockin' Away 247, Fishbang, Agent Fox, Bohica is in the chat room as well. By the way, nice to see you again, Bohica. Sam City 83, The Roadhead, Praying for Rain 7, User 74, User 186, Daniel Out, and Rinny is in the chat room tonight as well. So thanks for everybody for listening tonight and joining us in the chat room.
Daniel Out guy's a jerk.
He is a complete jerk.
I hate him.
He is. But we're glad his laptop's in here. We're just using him for his laptop.
You guys only care about what I have to say. You're just using me for the record to record the show.
Absolutely. That's exactly right. Anyway, let's see. Wanted to get back real quick to Rainbow Six Vegas 2. We were not happy with the ending. You and I were playing it. And
I know that that Vegas made for like a serious departure from previous iterations. I mean, it was barely tactical gameplay, but I liked it a lot. I really liked it for what it was, but the whole thing just dissolved. I thought the narrative was extremely weak. I never really could figure out what was going on. I mean, once the antagonist from the end of the first game finally showed back up in things, I felt a little more like I understood what was happening, but not, you know, a lot. And the last fight, the final battle, was the most completely incongruous thing I've ever experienced in my life. And what I really take issue with is the fact that they said they were reducing the story mode co-op from 4 people to 2 people so that they could deliver the best possible experience for those 2 people. But you and I experienced an enormous number of bugs and glitches in, you know, just in the back half of the campaign that you and I were playing. It was extraordinarily unstable. There were a lot of things that wouldn't work. There were complete doofus terrorists that were just hanging out in some like random place that we couldn't find or shoot.
Yeah, there was that one
to activate like this other thing. It just, beyond the fact that I didn't like the way they scripted the experience, it did not work. It was just not functional. And despite what I may have said when the game first came out, I guess I kind of have to change my mind at this point.
I know what you're saying.
I could have done without every single one of those little bits of exposition that came through over the radio or whatever if I just had a couple more guys with me.
Right. No,
I really
agree.
Would have enjoyed that. Although, I mean, it's clear there were a couple of occasions in the game where they dump you down without your guys. You have no teammates. You have no backup.
We played that level. That's where we started, you and I.
That's because that's where we were both stuck, playing by ourselves.
No. I knew they dropped me off by me. You got stuck on it. I knew what I was getting into and said, I ain't doing this by myself.
Well, the layout of the environment and the number of enemies that you had to deal with was really no different than it was when you had an entire team with you, when you had your full 3 people, but you were by yourself. And there were one or two times where, for people who aren't especially skilled at the game like Scott and I, it was a little bit unmanageable. I didn't like it. It was a lot better when we were both playing through it.
So we beat the game, even though we didn't really realize that we had done that. It was just kind of like, when it was playing out, and dude's talking to us next to the flames and stuff. I thought, you know, I've been at this before in an earlier level when I chased down what's his name, in the hazmat suit. And I thought, okay, maybe this is just a next little chapter and, you know, I'll do whatever and then we'll move on. And then when things started going the way they were going and, you know, you're getting all these, it's just taking a really long time for this thing to play out, I thought, no, this is it. This is it. This is the end. And it was horrible. I feel so let down. And then we jumped into, you fired up a quick game of Terrorist Hunt.
Yeah, we were trying to sort of scrape the taste.
We might as well
of the campaign
exactly.
out of our mouths.
Well, not only that, but we're also like, okay, we finished the single player. Well, we finished the main campaign. Let's do the multiplayer, and then we can say that we've taken advantage of everything, and we can send this
right.
back.
Yeah.
This was a game that I really felt. You know what? I could have rented this.
That was our
I
first
really
thought
could have rented
after
this.
Completing it. Was like, OMG, I could have rented this, and I was totally all about spending $6-5 a day.
I took Army of Two back unopened and picked this up.
I feel bad in retrospect. I'm not saying that everybody should. If you play it and enjoy it, that's fantastic. Don't want to taint your experience at all, but I didn't like it. I wasn't happy. Terrorist Hunt didn't work out any better than all the others that we ever played did.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as I find one guy, he screams. 30 of his friends come climbing through one single window and eat my lunch. And that's basically what happened.
I did. I was holding back. You like to go in quick. You like to be the first in and the first down.
I rush way too much, which doesn't work very well in Rainbow Six.
Somebody's got a trigger.
I mean, it works well for you.
Somebody's got to trigger the...
Because you sat back there with your scary face.
Yeah, somebody's got to trigger the spawn. That's it. I just looked out the window. I'm like,
that's
ah!
all I was. I was spawn bait.
So he comes out, and then, like, I don't know, 10 guys pile through these windows, and I'm just like, pop. Pop, pop. And so then we move to another area that he goes in through first, and more of them just pile in. It just pop, pop, and that's all you have to do. That was it. And then we do another one. He used up all the respawns that we have, which they didn't seem to allow to let you change, either to turn it off completely or increase the number. The option wasn't there. You could just see the respawn, how many you had. You just couldn't change that whatsoever. It's kind of weird on that. But overall, not happy with this. Not happy at all with it. It was just bad.
But honest to God, it left my head almost immediately upon jumping back.
I have
into
no desire to put that
it
thing
like,
back
okay.
into my
I'm in a happy place again.
Machine.
I'm shooting guys. Getting shot.
Love shooting guys.
Everything's great.
Not so much of the getting shot, but you know, you take one with
that's
the
fine. That's
exactly.
Fine. I just punch the pillow that I keep next to my seat on the
save a controller, huh?
Save, yeah. I can't afford it.
It needs to be a T-shirt
anymore.
With a big pillow on it.
I can't afford
a
damn it.
Save a controller.
Yeah. Damn it, slams are too expensive. Anymore, and I just can't.
Hey, who's on the phone? You're on the air. Who's this?
It's Drew Track Zero, man.
Hey, Drew, how you doing, man?
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Aside from the same complaints you guys are just going through about a certain game.
You beat the campaign.
Oh, yeah, only with co-op help.
Well, not that it was tough to do, but still.
Oh, I didn't try it by myself.
The level where you're by yourself, you need someone to help.
I'm saying, that's like, it feels like it was built for multiple people. It does not feel like it was built for a single person to go through. It
just, no.
The game didn't seem to function that way.
We seen forced co-op play.
Yeah.
We got a killer glitch at the final battle, spoilers, quote-unquote.
Yeah, go ahead.
The helicopter, when you do the first little thing and it moves off to the side there, it kind of just hung out, and the guys kept coming out of the buildings over and over and over, and we're sitting there mowing them down, and we're like, okay, what's going on? And it goes for like 20 minutes, and we're like, what? We're missing something here. Like, this can't just go forever. We've killed like 100 guys at least, and they just keep pouring out. And I forget if it was Ludoc or Lacan I was with, but we ended up finally, I guess 5 minutes after that, we tried some other things, and we finally said, okay, something's wrong. Let's let it kill us, and we'll restart. And lo and behold, I guess the helicopter wasn't triggering its next segment. So we wasted 25 minutes shooting guys repeatedly who came out of a doorway and stood no chance against us.
And even when you finally got it fixed and got through your ending, you still weren't satisfied, were you?
God,
it was It was a lot more fun shooting down those ever how many the 25 minutes you spent shooting down those guys, wasn't it?
Oh yeah, I don't know anything about the story. I didn't play the first game. I'm like, who's this? Who's that? I don't know what's going on. Oh, this guy's the villain now. Okay, I guess he betrayed us. You know, like just complete. I'm taking the game back for trading credit, which I.
Man,
I'm
in the same boat. That's what Scott said he wished he had rented it. I was like, dude, I do not trade games in. I don't do it. And I am really tempted to just take this back to the store and be shed of it.
With GTA 4 coming out, just use that whatever credit you get from it to go towards that, really.
Yeah, it was awful. I just didn't even understand that last fight. There was nothing even remotely.
It's horrible. It was a tennis court.
I don't understand.
He was in an attack helicopter hovering over a tennis court. An attack helicopter that's completely impervious to attack. I didn't understand it at all. Oh, it's an attack helicopter. That's why it's invincible.
Duh.
I understand. How come?
Just like real life.
All right. Well, how come the chick who flies my helicopter got shot in the face and killed like halfway through the narrative? Oh, she didn't have an attack helicopter. I see. She needed the special Gabe tennis court helicopter that, you know, just floated back and forth and then blew up the brick planter that I was hiding behind.
Get it on Craigslist.
Man,
they're yelling spoilers in the chat room, but
know
what? This isn't spoilers.
I'm so sorry. We were going to refrain, but it is. It was miserable. It was a miserable thing to do to somebody who started Vegas 1 in particular and tracked all the way through what they did. It was not an ending worth even. The ending, I won't specifically spoil, but the fight itself was really dreadful. And I know that we've gone further than we really should.
Well, no, we're about to get off of that. Well, sort of, but
it was terrible.
It's a good segue. Do you think Ubisoft is turning into EA a little bit with what they're doing?
I don't know. With the ending of this and with what's that other thing? That other stellar piece of product they're coming. Oh, that's right.
End War.
No.
That one I still hold a mild hope for. I'm thinking Hawks.
Hawks.
Hawks. You got to get that X in there.
Yeah, hold on. Hawks. Did I pronounce the X appropriately?
Hawksaurus.
It's a good thing there's an X in there. Otherwise, I wasn't going to buy it.
Dude, if it doesn't have an X these days, it's
obviously
not cool.
Too pedestrian a product for me. If it doesn't have an X, it's not extreme enough.
They need to change the name of Tony Hawk's Pro Skater to throw an X in there, too.
Just, yeah.
It he really throws me off on that.
Yeah.
Is Ubi doing Haze as well? Was that them?
No, that's Free Radical, but who's the publisher?
Yeah, I thought the publisher was Ubi, but maybe
I think it is.
The publisher may be Ubi, yeah. Even though I still hold hope for Haze, but
my hope died. one game though that is surprisingly good came out of total left field for me. Played it for 7 hours yesterday.
Oh, you're gonna I know what it is.
Say it.
You have to burn the rope.
No. No, that was great. No, it's Viking.
That's right. You were playing a lot of that.
Everyone's giving it like, oh, you know, it's okay. Here's 3 out of 5 stars or something. And I was hooked. It was fun to run around. It great, great game. Beautiful looking. Fun, explorative open world with missions, combat, and nice voiceovers. I like the little kind of concept artwork storyline bits, and no problems with it. Really good game. At the very least, everyone should rent it. I think it's a great rental.
Oh, cool. I'll take your word for it.
I had no idea. A friend brought it over. He had just picked it up and said, oh, it's really good. And I'm like, okay, well,
but I
whatever.
Saw you playing a ton of it, man. I saw you playing that.
Oh, and the achievements. Like, every 2 seconds you're getting a little achievement for something. And they're odd-numbered achievements. You end up with a bizarre gamer score.
Well, you know, the reason I was paying attention to you playing Viking was because I was trying to see if you were going to be playing that new table in Pinball Effects.
Oh, I totally forgot about it. I'm going to, though.
Because right now you've got to beat a score of like 290 million.
Oh, this is the Rocky and Bullwinkle table?
It's the Rocky and Bullwinkle table, yeah.
Okay, I'll be sure to get in there at some point and try and one-up it.
Good luck, because so far I'm leading on the friends list that I've got. So.
Oh, damn.
I know. You challenge, you know.
Challenge accepted, sir.
Exactly. A new challenger. Anything else you messed around with this weekend?
Just a little bit of Rock Band, you know. And I made the mistake the other day. I bought the Boston pack. Forgot I had bought it, went back in, didn't notice I had bought the whole pack, and then bought more than a feeling on its own. So
it probably deserves buying twice.
Sure. Yeah, well, they got my money now, so that's over.
Okay. Well, the stream died.
Oh, the video's still going. So.
The video's still going, and luckily we've got Daniel here. This is the reason he's here. We've got the audio going through his...
That's how I earned my chair.
It's coming straight out of the soundboard here into his computer, so we're not missing anything whenever
it's
you listen to the
down,
podcast.
Off and on. Well, sorry, guys.
I've added him to the wiki, so he's in there now.
That's what we get
for... Oh, good. You're now in Wikipedia.
Oh, I'm official?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Your name's in a Wikipedia page.
I feel honored.
Congratulations.
It's not hard, see?
Man, my name could have been in 100 Wikipedia pages if I only spent the time.
Yeah.
If you were Stephen Colbert, yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Yes.
Well, hey, man, thanks for calling all the way from Canada.
Yeah, no problem. Hey. You guys have a good night.
All right, we'll talk to you later.
Man.
Later.
Bye-bye. So, yeah, we were talking about, we kind of moved into Hawks, and,
what is the actual, acronym? What is it?
Hawks is High Altitude Warfare X.
There's no X?
It's X.
There's just an X there?
It's X. High Altitude Warfare X.
They couldn't just call it Haw?
You know, why can't, I want it to be High Altitude Warfare Extreme, or Extravaganza.
Yeah.
Tom Clancy's Haw.
Haw. That's Hot Country Hits worthy, though.
Yeah, it really is. There was, I don't know, I did read the thread. I didn't see what the acronym was, but I read the thread on Evil Avatar about it. With just the random, you know, acronymed Tom Clancy names now. My favorite, of course, being Farts.
It might as well be.
It was the freaking awesome real-time strategy.
The joystick Hawks post, I give credit to Joystick for their
expansion of the acronym. I'm quite fond of Hobos Are Watching Xena and Acronym We Examined. Or Heinous Acronym We Examined, sorry.
Oh, man.
Very good. Yeah, I've been a huge supporter of the Tom Clancy stuff as produced by Ubisoft for a while now, and there are a lot of people that apparently saw the writing on the wall when I didn't. I loved Gras 1 and Gras 2. Obviously, it was sliding a little bit. They set that precedent with Gras 2 of just simply repackaging and rescanning a lot of what they had already given us with the shorter play time. Mm-hmm. I love Vegas 1.
Well, you know,
really
we were
looking forward to End War.
Yeah, we were playing Vegas 2, and you know, I said Rainbow Six just ain't the sim it used to be.
Yeah.
When it was, who was it, Red Storm?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When Red Storm was doing that.
It's come a long way from the very, very first game.
Yeah.
And not in a good direction.
I think it sort of got good, and then it didn't.
What was it before Vegas?
I don't know all the iterations. There was a lot of the stuff in the middle, the stuff on the original Xbox, after it had kind of diverged a little bit, that I did not play. I played the first couple of iterations of the game maniacally.
Mm-hmm.
Hoggy's the first one that showed it to me. The first time I ever saw Rainbow Six, the original Rainbow Six running, was on his box.
Yeah.
I just thought it was amazing. That was a fantastic game. And then when I would spend 2.5 hours in the planning stages... to pull off the little thing and to watch my guy walk through a door, not see the dude standing right there, and then catch a bullet in the eye socket, I was like, seriously? Which started my whole thing of like, you guys stay over here, I'll go kill everybody. And really, in any sort of tactical team-based thing with AI, I pretty much still do that to this day. It's how it works. You stay right here, I'm going to kill everyone.
Yeah.
And then I'll call you to tell you to get in a helicopter.
they were the open the other door.
Oh, yeah.
For me. It was, they had no waypoints except for when there was a big room and I needed them to open a door on the other side.
Right.
So it would be like, all right, whenever I give you alpha, you're going to run all the way across the map to this one room. Open the door so everybody turns the other direction, then I'm going to come in. And then you're going to wait there till I get to the second of those rooms. And then you'll run all the way over there, and I'll use you for maybe 3 spots on the map.
Yeah, bait. They're good bait.
No, they are great bait.
Since I can revive these guys, run to the middle of that so I can see where that guy is. When he shoots you, then I'll know where he is.
So I checked out the Wikipedia entry now that BAP edited it. To put Daniel in.
Did Drew? I think Drew edited it.
Oh, Drew edited it?
Yeah, Drew does that usually.
Well, I have to call foul on behalf of Dennis because Dennis still isn't in the Wikipedia entry.
I see how it is.
Daniel's been here for 3 episodes and he's in. And
give that
Dennis
mic.
Still isn't on there.
I think they're a bit prejudiced because people without laptops. I can't hear by affirmative action, man.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
That's good. we got to get you in there. Daniel does it for 2 episodes.
Hey, look. You know.
2 episodes and he gets in. Dennis has been with us for at least 30. Yeah. And he's still not on the list.
The stream just caught up to track.
Yeah, there he goes.
There he goes.
Oops. Basically what he said.
Raggy.
Yeah, exactly.
I think it's time to take a road trip to Canada.
What else? We got a lot of release dates.
We did get a couple of release dates. The Force Unleashed.
Well, Force Unleashed.
Which I had originally been looking forward to at the end of spring, but...
Well, not really with GTA 4, man. That'll take up most of our time,
well,
but...
There's other stuff.
The Force Unleashed gets released on September 16th. Mercenaries 2 gets released on August 31st. And what else do we have here on the list?
Saints Row 2.
Saints Row 2 on August 26th, which I believe last year was when BioShock hit.
It sounds about right.
Yeah, it was around that same time.
Well, that's a nice... That's... I suppose, regardless of what the readiness state of the code is, really, they couldn't move that up any further. You just don't want to do that.
You want to give you a nice, big...
That's like 4 months, essentially.
That's a good amount of time in between
for people to,
those
for
two similar
really
games.
GTA and Saints Row, to get it out of their system, get everything done with, play it, and be ready to move on to something like Saints Row. I hope it does well. Like we were saying earlier, Saints Row is actually a very good game.
Like it.
Stole a lot from GTA, but...
Did a lot of things right.
But it did it right.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're going to steal and you're going to make it better, then that's great.
And now it's
going to be upset at you.
Now it's got Gary Busey in their promos.
Man.
Remember that? What was that show? I'm with Busey. That's right. Yeah.
That show was awesome.
That was great.
I don't think anybody watched it.
I know we did,
man.
We're
the only people who watched I'm with Busey.
Oh, I'd TiVo that stuff, and we'd have marathons of that show. It was great. What else did we see? Sonic Unleashed for the holiday of 2008 as well, and Sam & Max coming to the Wii also. So, good stuff there. Kev, you on the phone, man?
Yeah.
Hey.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hang on. We got to get everybody putting their headphones on so they can hear you.
Better warning about this, man.
Yeah, no, I'm sorry, Kevin. Kevin's on the phone. Hoggy, he is our producer. He's on the Wikipedia page too. and he's actually never been in the studio.
Like
how's it going, man?
How it is.
And rarely does he ever call in, but he's calling in tonight. What's up, man?
Yeah, you know, just a little miffed about some news I had read over the weekend concerning GT5's developer. Let's see, what's this guy's name? Kazunori Yamauchi? Did I say that right?
Yeah, actually, you did far better than had we left that up to Scott.
Oh, yeah, exactly. No.
Yeah, I figured. But did any of you guys check that out?
No.
That's why I wanted you to call us in. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay, well, there's just a couple of quotes here. Eurogamer basically asked them, you know, since GTA 4's release and Forza Motorsports release and everything, has there been anything paying attention to as far as those two games? You know, and he replied with this, man, really crazy quote, dude. Actually, Eurogamer asked him, they developed their game, like, in a vacuum, you know, not paying attention to any of the other games. And the guy's like, here, let me go ahead and read this. The latter is actually exactly fitting, I think. We don't reference any other games when we're making Gran Turismo. It's purely based on what we want to achieve as a game. Which I kind of thought was a little funny. If you're not paying attention to your competition, then what are you paying attention to, you know?
Well, you know, I don't know what they're paying attention to, because it's going to take forever for the game to come out.
Yeah. I've since stopped calling it GT5 Prologue and call it GT5 Prolong. You know? I mean, it's somewhat incomplete, and they're asking you to pay for it. It seems like, I don't know, not necessarily a beta, but a demo. But I wouldn't know. I haven't played, like, GT ever since the first one, which is when I really got serious about racing, and that's kind of where I left it. You know, when I got serious with my racing and stuff, I kind of got away from that and got into Forza, which, you know, I'm pure fanboy. I'm just saying it just seems kind of weird that the thing that really screwed me up was what he said after that. He said, I actually have difficulty playing other games for over 5 minutes. A lot of the low-level quality just stands out so much in other games that I can't stand them. And this is a quote from a game dev, you know? I'm just like, that's a little pompous, man.
Yeah,
you know
it's a quote
I mean?
From a game dev that's been working on a game for God knows how long now. I think we've seen this thing at like 3 E3s already.
Really?
I don't know. I think we saw a little bit of a video for it when the PS3 was announced, and then the next one we saw another video, which I believe was before E3 went to what it's gone to now.
Okay.
And then the last E3, I think we probably saw another video of it. I'm serious.
Wow.
It's just been going. It's been in development for God knows how long now. Well, I mean, you know, it's not Duke Nukem Forever or anything, but
yeah.
All it is they keep, you know, and then you've got this demo, the prologue or whatever else that they keep doing. There was GT HD, which was released on the PlayStation Store, and then there's GT Prologue, which is another one released for like, I don't know, $30. You pay for that and you get 5 tracks, I think, or something like that. I don't know what it is, but and I don't know
it's
when the game is scheduled to come out.
And like, yeah, it's less than 100 cars and 5 tracks. I the last I heard, they were aiming at 09.
They're trying to keep it fresh in your head. I understand that, but I, you know, and now you know, you said, yeah, fanboy speaking, but now if you want to play GT, you got to have a PS3, and I know that's not in your future right now.
No, probably not. I don't know. It, it depends on what everybody thinks about MGS4 and Haze and Killzone. And but actually, there's a few that the PS3 grabs my attention. But
But every one of those titles is kind of up in the air.
Mm-hmm.
There aren't a whole. Well, I guess for me, all of the future titles on the PS3 are sort of we'll see. There are a couple of things that are pretty much in the bag, things that have already come out, really things like Uncharted. But
okay. Yeah. Let's look at the future. Let's look from here on out. What are you looking at? You're looking at Metal Gear Solid, right?
Yeah.
Anything else?
Haze.
Killzone 2.
If Killzone 2 is... It would have to be 400% better than the first one.
Yeah, it would. But that doesn't mean that I'm... It's very easy to look forward to something like that.
I guess.
When the landscape is so completely barren. Any feature that stands out, I'm going to look forward to. I personally am looking forward to Final Fantasy 13. That's something that I want to play.
Okay.
Borderlands coming out on PS3?
What was it?
Borderlands.
I think it is.
I don't know. I am not quite sure. Hopefully somebody in the chat room will hear that and will answer your question. But I do not know. Wants to know if they can't hear you because you're on the phone. Unless they're listening to the stream. Borderlands is what Kevin's asking about. Is that on the PS3? Not really sure.
Yes, according to IGN.
Okay, there you go.
Ooh.
So,
yeah, I'm interested in that game.
Well, I know you're also trying to get out to PAX.
Oh, yeah.
And I think that's pretty much settled. You're going, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, good. That's great.
Oh, yeah.
See, I wish I could give you an answer. Every time you've left me a voice message recently.
Yeah, I've been bugging you.
You've been
bro.
Bugging me about PAX. I wish I could honestly give you an answer, but I don't know how things are going to work. Like, Dana and I are very, very insistent on leaving the Southeast and moving up to the Northwest, like around that time of year. Maybe a little bit later, like possibly a little bit sooner, we really don't know. And it obviously the greatest thing in the world would be able to move up there before PAX and then at least be in the vicinity.
Right.
But... I mean, we're not necessarily following a specific timetable. A lot of it is honestly about when we feel like we're ready to go. And I don't know about making a trip to and from PAX and then having to fund a move, moving my entire life. So I'm really, really trying to look out into the future and figure out what's going to be best so that I can accommodate both of those things. I intend to. I just don't know. I don't know how best to do that. So that's why I can't give a firm answer. Haven't been able to reply to any request for, room sharing or expense sharing or, when are we going to go, what's going to happen, what kind of things are you interested in, all that other stuff. I can't do it because I don't know. Too many things up in the air. But, like you said, we haven't actually met face-to-face in a really long time, and PAX is a perfect place to do that.
Oh, yeah.
So, I intend to. Get off my back.
Hey, all right.
Did you play anything this weekend, Kevin?
Oh, yeah, man, I am.
I'm a PC guy. I forgot about that.
Well, I...
World War II Online, right?
Back work. Yeah, I got promoted in World War II Online. I'm like a sergeant major now. So, I'm like one step from an officer, which I just have just for the kick of it, just, woo, yeah, I made it. just run around with my binoculars. Well, no, I get a new uniform. I forgot about that. Officers have different uniforms than NCOs, so I kind of really want to have that cool little black suit that those guys wear. I like that.
Fallout 3 they're talking about in the chat room. That'll be out this year as well.
Oh, yeah, that's an instant buy. I'm not even going to think about it when I give those people my money. I don't even care who I'm buying it from. I had to figure out where I was going to play it. And I really think I'm going to play it on my PC.
Yeah?
Yes.
That's fine, man. You're still knee deep into that.
Oh, yeah.
Into your PC gaming. So I have no, I'm not surprised that you would say that.
Yeah, I think I have to. The way I played Fallout and just the way it was designed, and after reading that article in Game Informer about how F3 is going to be, and I just think, okay, Fallout in Oblivion. Yeah, that's on my computer, man. Mm-hmm. I don't really have a choice. But I did think long and hard about it. I really did. But in the end, my PC is going to win.
You picking up up GTA 4?
Most definitely.
Good job.
That's the other... there's like three instant buys that I got this year. That's one of them. Fallout 3 is one of them. Mafia 2 is one of them. Well, and Aliens. I forgot about that. keep forgetting about that.
That's right, yeah, you know, haven't heard much on that. You know, something else that we haven't heard on that just had a little bit of news come out for today was Alan Wake.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I remember seeing pics of that.
We hadn't heard anything about it, but from what I understand, and your phone's going nuts, Kevin.
Oh, sorry. I'll stand still.
Let me get... Are you using the Bluetooth? What are you doing?
No, I'm right smack dab on the thing. I probably got, like, plenty of interference in this room.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so the thing was that we hadn't heard anything, but a moderator at the forums said that, patience, the media blackout won't continue for too much longer. So, but they still have no date. They have no date on when that media blackout will be lifted. Here's hoping it'll be soon. I'm very interested in that game, but still, you know, we heard a little bit about it. That's about it, though. That's about all we heard on that. Speaking of games that have been in development for a while that we've seen at two E3s already. But yeah, still don't know much about it. But that's about it. Kevin?
Oh, cool, yeah, I might jump into that, but... You know, I just wanted to whine a little bit about, you know, the guy developing GT5, which, you know, don't get me wrong, man, I got a lot of respect for the whole IP and everything.
I was going to say, as big a fan as you are, you're totally justifiable in having complaints about that. And I know you loved Forza.
Oh, yeah, yeah. There's, I can find very few things wrong with Forza, you know, and I can get into argument with somebody about that all day, you know, but... that list is a lot longer when it comes down to Gran Turismo games. A lot longer, especially after playing stuff like GTR and GT Legends and stuff like that. You know, just serious PC racers. So, you know, just matter of opinion. I'm still actually looking forward to it, though. I really want to check it out. It does look sweet. I can't take that away from it at all. It looks very, very nice.
Mm-hmm.
But then there's the rumor of a bit of, you know, embellishment on the screenies that have been presented. You know what I mean?
Man, it's tough to trust those. You know,
yeah.
It's really tough to trust screenshots anymore. It really is.
That kind of stinks.
It does, but you know, it comes down to what did I think Tycho coined the term of a bullshot. yeah, which is basically a screenshot that has either been way touched up. For the media to release it, or it's not even there altogether. It's totally not some type of gameplay screenshot or anything like that. So, you know, it's hard to judge screenshots anymore. I remember the first time I saw pictures of PGR3 for when the 360 was going to hit, and I was just like blown away with it. And those stuck true. Those really did. But you know, I've seen others. Killzone's one of them, where you see something that you're really not getting. So. Who knows?
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, I know I wouldn't mind playing 2 after I saw those screenies in Game Informer.
Well, which one?
Killzone.
Oh, Killzone. Yeah. Okay, I was like, are we back on racing? What are we talking about? Because with you, it's almost always your racing sims. Or your flight sims, you know. You love those as well, so.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
all right,
I managed
to
fly a little bit of Forgotten Battles with the guys past weekend, so that was good.
Yeah, you did play. You did play a lot of your PC stuff, didn't you?
Yeah.
What was the last 360 game you played?
Oh, heck, I don't know. Probably Ultimate Mortal Kombat 3. I don't know.
All right, man. Well, thanks for calling in, buddy.
Yeah, no problem, man. You guys have a good show.
All right, talk to you later.
Later.
Bye-bye. All right, we're going to take a commercial break, and then when we come back, we'll just we'll wrap things up here. And welcome back to Evil Laboratory Radio here on 1170 WACV. We caught us in the middle of conversation.
I don't know how we even wound up discussing Max Payne 1 versus Max Payne 2. I guess the rumor of Max Payne 3...
Remedy, we were talking about Alan Wake.
Okay.
And Remedy developed, you know, and they're like, oh, we need a Max Payne 3, and that's how we got on the topic. And there was some, you know, Max Payne 1's better than Max Payne 2, or Max Payne 2's better than Max Payne 1.
We were talking about this before we ever started the show. We're talking about packaging.
We were talking about packaging. That's how we got on the Max Payne
hit. In a very serious roundabout way. What was it? What started the conversation? Who saw the package?
Metal Gear Solid 4.
MGS4. We started talking about if anybody anywhere can ever remember any instance where game packaging from the U.S., Europe, and Asia. If it was different, when it is different, I should say, can anyone ever remember the American packaging being
better,
superior in any way? Because I can't. And we started talking about all this, and they had seen the Cascada, so you saw the European packaging for MGS4, and yeah, that it was way cooler. And it's like, that's not even, of course it is, because it's not the U.S. packaging.
That's how it always works.
And we got into the discussion of game packaging the last time it was at all interesting. And for me, the last really great piece of game packaging was Max Payne 2. Some of the best presentation.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
It felt, and then we started talking about the game itself.
Yeah, just drifted off into
well, because I was talking about, well, there's that escort. There's that one little escort part in Max Payne 2. And then we said, okay, well, Max Payne 1 would have been okay. And then we thought, well, no, there's the blood trail platforming that they put in
right.
Max Payne 1. So, somewhere, you know, it had its little stuff there. But, yeah, you were talking about Max Payne 1 being in development for so long.
It
you
was.
You followed it closer than I did.
Well,
you,
at the
you
time,
the
it was
time.
Kind of like, it was one of those games that people didn't really think. It was, I wouldn't say vaporware, but people were really beginning to wonder because its development had been pushed back so much. But it absolutely delivered. Absolutely. It was an extremely light, very strong, pungent experience, particularly for the time. And I thought that Sam Lake had a much better handle on that type of language in the first game than he did in the second. I thought the second was a good representation of that kind of language. Mm-hmm. But it was very homogenized, very... Every aspect of the game, it was much prettier. And the gameplay was actually a bit better.
Yeah.
You know, it was... The gameplay was more fun. But I liked Sam Lake's poop face on Max Payne. I did. It was really real. It was like, that's a real guy. And he looks like a real guy. And like... You know, all of the personas as they were represented in the comic panel cutscenes, like those were all like real people, not stars or anything like that. And then in 2, they very specifically modeled, you know, models and actors, New York talent for that. And it's like now the whole thing just
I had
yes,
a really
prettier,
hard time getting past that.
I did too.
Even with the mod that put Sam Lake's face back on the in-game character,
yes.
I still had to look at the cutscenes with the actors' faces, and it made
I
me
just
angry.
I didn't like it. I honestly feel like they drained all of the blood out of Max Payne 1.
And the dialogue in 2 was nowhere near a match for the dialogue in 1. And I
can't even remember any of it.
Yeah.
But boy, I'll never forget the fact that the snow fell like confetti on the Devil's Parade.
And I don't know about angels, but fear is what makes men fly.
Yeah, it was all over the place. It was very good, and the game just struck a chord.
I hope you hear some of that in the movie. Maybe in the trailer, maybe that's well, just said or something.
A lot of the reason they watered that dialogue down in the second one, I think, is because it wasn't received very well in the first
it's
game.
I remember reading
like user comments all over the internets after the first one came out, and people hated it. They didn't get it at all.
Lords and ladies.
Lords and ladies.
Yeah, lords and ladies. Oh, my God. Thank you.
It was brilliant.
It's the soap opera on the
my lord.
TVs.
Yes, my lady.
Oh, that was great.
I loved that game. Come on, it had Dick Justice.
That's where it came from.
I know.
Yes.
I seriously, seriously love that game. And I didn't hate the second game, but enjoying the first one as much as I did, and I think everybody else in my own personal group did. Mm-hmm. The second one just felt extraordinarily... I don't know. I wanted a very strong flavor from it, and I didn't get that. I got a very good game. A very good game.
I got a lot of playtime after the fact with all those mods and those reskins and different things.
From
that
the
they
first
put
one.
From the first one,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Since I'm currently reading his Dark Materials, I think that like Max Payne 2 kind of had its daemon cut off from it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It I'm telling you, that was the feeling I got. I have no problem with people who enjoyed it immensely. And like I said, some of the best presentation I've ever seen in a game. And it didn't... The gameplay didn't let me down. I just felt like... You know... I don't know. I felt like it went from being a cult hit to a little bit too rock superstar.
Well, now it's got a movie, so
polished.
What's going to happen to it now?
I don't know.
You'll get Max Payne, the movie, the game.
Apparently Mila Kunis is Mona Sachs. Which just
That's
doesn't
great.
Fly.
If they make a Max Payne 3, you'll fight a giant robot at the end of it. Definitely, there will be a giant robot.
Or an attack chopper.
Right. It'll be co-op, of course, obviously. Clearly. That's exactly what that game needed. Yeah, and they'll just butcher it. It's okay.
So, you know, like I said,
let it happen.
No hatred for two. I feel very strongly that one was the better game. But again, that's cool.
They're both good games, though.
One was the reason that one of the reasons I built you.
That's
built
what I was
PC.
Gonna say. You had played one already on the Xbox. And
did I?
Yes, you did. And I was telling. I was at a time when I was still a really hardcore PC gamer, and I was like,
"You're right, I did
really,
because
you're not playing a very good game right now."
You're right. I did that, and then when you built the rig that I had, I went and I bought Max Payne for like $10 off the shelf on the PC and put all those mods on it.
We couldn't tear you away from Max Payne for a long time.
The Matrix
time.
Mod. I was like,
all
oh, look at I can do this
and
kick and I can flip.
Mods.
Yeah, it was great. That Kung Fu mod, man, that was awesome.
That was all there was on the PC for you for a while.
For a while, yeah. Until Call of Duty.
It was really kind of cute to watch.
And then City of Heroes.
That Roller Coaster Tycoon I loved playing on my PC.
Uru.
And
I never played
anything
Roller
missed.
Coaster Tycoon.
I loved Roller Coaster Tycoon.
Maybe I'm missing out. Maybe I should go find it.
It was a lot of fun, especially when you test out your tracks, but you leave the track open at the end, so they just kind of fly off. It was a lot of fun. It really was.
Oh, man.
Loved Roller Coaster Tycoon. And then in 3, they allowed you to ride the actual, you get the first-person view. That was a lot of fun. I named a bunch of us being in the park, and I would just monitor and like, oh, everybody okay? Uh-oh, somebody's sick. You just do all that. It was a lot of fun, but what? It was anything Myst-related I was playing on my PC. COD I played, and then we got into Battlefield 2 together. Enjoyed that. We tried to do some Splinter Cell Pandora tomorrow.
That didn't work out.
That didn't
well.
Work out for us, but Ghost Recon worked
SWAT
out for
4.
Us, and SWAT 4 worked wonderfully.
I've never been so scared of a middle-aged woman in a Moo Moo. And she just would not sit down.
She wouldn't shut up either. Man, that was great because we're going through this guy's house. It's a lot like a little bit like Condemned. Because we were scared playing Condemned, and I know we were together doing this, but there was still the fear that you had while playing that game. But man, was it great. Love that. What's everybody playing this week?
Jeremy? I don't know. I'm in a really bad place right now. I can't think of anything that I
did.
I would
you pick up Still Alive for Rock Band?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Man, we picked that up. We didn't even have Rock Band, but we downloaded it. I figure one more,
Support.
Hey, sure.
Exactly.
At least I can do. I ain't gonna buy the game, but I'll definitely get that song.
Just in case you get the game for free.
Well, I want to be counted among all the other people.
Okay.
I don't want to be left out.
Well, you would...
Sure, I've got Still Alive for Rock Band.
Don't have the game, but I got the song.
Hey, look, if you win it in a contest, you'll be prepared.
Exactly. What? Anything else? You got any idea?
I have no idea. No, I don't know. If anybody's got any good ideas, let me know, because I got nothing.
Dennis, what are you going to be doing this weekend?
Probably more Blue Dragon, more Crystal Chronicles.
Yeah?
Not much else aside that. Join the multiplayer on Crystal Chronicles. More people need to get it.
Yeah. Daniel?
I think I'll probably be suckered into playing a lot of COD 4.
Are you going to have your
really? Are you
going to
be? Are you really going to be suckered into that?
It's not really
that?
Suckered in. Being suckered in is really an inappropriate term because I'm probably just going to actively play it. I realized that I had probably lost myself to it again a second time when I got home from work today and realized that I was like, I got like 20 minutes before I have to leave to go to go to the show.
That's a map.
I was like,
I can do a map.
I can play a map in that time. So I loaded it up, played a map.
While I was waiting to get the invite the other day, I started going through the single player, which I hadn't done, of COD 4, and I was like, oh, enjoyable. I only got through, like, the
I'll
first...
I'll probably go back and play the gunship mission again, maybe tonight.
That's what I hear. It's really good, and so it's I need great. To go I need yeah. to go
you
through
to
it
get,
all the way.
You need to get to the gunship mission.
The gunship epilogue is fun.
Yeah, the epilogue is fun.
Epilogue is an awful lot of fun. Gunship is extraordinarily cool.
I heard it's, like, one of the best levels.
Ever.
Yeah. So, definitely, I'll have to check
Everything
some of that
else,
out.
Everything else, though...
What are you going to be? You got to work? Or is it not going to be the same for you this weekend?
No, it's not. It's not going to be quite as nice anymore. I'm sort of done with weekends now for a while. Yeah, so it'll be Call of Duty. I'm really not in the mood to buy anything or pick up anything or dedicate myself to anything that I'm not very close to finishing. I just want to sort of keeping, you know, my time and space open for GTA.
You gonna pick up a DualShock 3?
I don't think so.
Me neither.
Not right now. I went into the store.
I'll get it for Metal Gear Solid, but for right now, I'm just not picking it up.
I went into the store to... I pre-ordered my Grand Theft Auto, and I pre-ordered my Metal Gear Solid 4 Collector's Edition. Got a full, complete, not non-Bioshocked soundtrack. You know, not like three tracks, but like full-on, complete soundtrack, which I always like. It's one of the best things that I can personally get in a collector's edition. And it's got the beta key for Metal Gear Online.
Yeah.
I'm really excited about taking a look at.
Definitely. Well, that's going to wrap up the show for this week. I'm going to be playing COD 4, you know, after Rainbow Six. I want to try and get an army of two. I want to try and get some multiplayer in with
that.
We'll
see about that.
I may just put it in there and say, you know, screw you, I'm just going to jump into a match. Just so I can send it back, so I can play something else. But... that's going to do it for the show. We got the after show coming up, so stick around in the chat room. We'll be right back to broadcast that for you, and that's pretty much going to do it for us. Hopefully, we'll have a lot more news next week. It was pretty much a dead week this week. But
we bring our own news.
And we do. We made it through a show. Told you.
News.
Watch it come together. There you go. We'll see you next week for Evil Avatar Radio.
That didn't make sense. Yeah, that's, you know, if that could flash more, I would be happy.
How the fuck are you supposed to make fun of country when it's that stupid? How can you make fun of something?
Hey,
that,
you know
that in its purest form is how I would make fun of it. I'm just a small town man. I married little chicks from towns, and there's a lot of dust, and it's, and we had values.
And we had values.
Oh, shit.
You, sir, have won yourself a high-quality internet.
We had values.
That'll be the show title there.
I'm just saying, like, I come in here and I want to make fun of it, and it's like, what the hell do I do with this? What kind of material is this shit?
God, I'm glad we're not over the air. Holy crap.
We're not?
I worry about it, you know? Yeah. Like, man, if we ever go out on the air. But then I think, when we're, like, really deep into it, I'll check again, and I'm like, okay, we're not on the air. But I already know, were we on the air, it would not be 10 seconds before this phone goes off. And so that's when I know. When my phone doesn't ring, that's when I know.
Okay. If your phone ever comes on while we're doing the after show, I'm just going to my car.
I am running.
Somebody get on the internet and start figuring out how to broadcast this shit from Scott's house.
True. Very true. That would be the best thing I'd love to do. All right, let's just keep saying, though.
There's only ever been, like I said before we started, there's only one fiddle riff. There's only, like... In the history of country music, there's only 3 minutes of fiddle playing. And that same 3 minutes has been propagated across the entire soundscape of the last 3 decades of country music. Yeah. It's true. You can look it up.
You'll post it on Wikipedia.
Yeah, hold on.
Yeah, wait till I
go to the Wikipedia entry for fiddle.
Country fiddle. Not just any fiddle.
No.
All right, I hit the button for Rockboy. You are chugging that shit.
Are you properly hydrated now?
Yes.
Slam it.
He's the only one of us that isn't stupid. He's the only one of us that, like, stays hydrated when you're doing a thing where you talk nonstop for 3 hours.
All right, man.
Screw that.
Don't be a dick.
Dude, what I do?
Which one of us?
I'm talking about the can.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Apparently it's what it does.
I was like,
well,
what else am I going to do? Leave?
I've got no other recourse.
I'm sorry, I'm out of options.
My wife watches Battlestar Galactica? Why did I not know this? You would think that would be something I knew.
You obviously don't know enough stuff.
That's okay. Did Dana tell you that she sincerely apologized for the fact that I don't know about Firefly? She didn't want to be associated with that because
that
she loves it. Yeah, she loves it. She wants to make sure that you don't lump her into that category with me.
Okay, we'll see about that.
Yeah. I was like, well, thanks for taking up my defense. Jeez.
That's it. You're off the Wikipedia entry.
That's all right.
All right. My spot's back. You never had a spot.
Yeah, I was about to say. That's all right. I'm just...
All right, I might get my spot.
Well, I can just say I'm him. I'm act. My real name is Daniel, so...
Oh, well,
there we go.
You'll just tell other people.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, that Daniel's in there. Yeah, I know. You call me Dennis. My name's Daniel. My name's actually Kevin.
Hello.
Yeah, keep talking. The camp's fucking up.
What's wrong with the camp?
It's effing up the rotation.
Did we ever apologize for the thing that nobody really even showed up to watch us do? That really sucked that didn't work.
Yeah. Apologizing. Who's that for? That's for nice people.
The Condemned camp 2. Broadcast just didn't work when we were trying to play Condemned 2 on Sunday. Yesterday. No, Saturday. Friday. Saturday.
Yeah.
Saturday.
We didn't get to throw bricks at hobos, but that was bad.
Yeah, I didn't really understand it. I was like, there's a bunch of guys down there. I'm going to throw bricks. And I was like hitting the guys in suits, which apparently you're not supposed to do.
But it didn't really seem to matter whether you did or did not.
It didn't matter.
It was okay. Whatever.
And what the hell? Bum fight or whatever the fuck it was? Fight club? Bum fight club? I don't know.
Yeah.
Fight club.
Didn't give you a tally at the end of how many guys it was just like over.
Yeah, that was like the practice arena thing.
And but it gave me like endless amounts of ammunition when I was playing with guns.
Yeah.
All I had to do is sit in a corner and shoot that same bum in the face like 100 times.
Quite nice to have.
Which finally, you know, death was a great release.
The sweet release of death.
Not quite as important as the calming effects of alcohol.
I hear they're re-releasing Death in Blu-ray.
When do we get our shirts?
I don't know. Look, you're the person that asked that question to is not in the room right now. However,
you'll see her.
You see her more than any of the rest of us do.
See,
not really.
You're not necessarily right about that.
I do see her fairly frequently.
The world is filled with coffee emergencies, apparently.
Coffee emergency. You know, I don't. It's not actually. Well, I mean, I guess maybe if you're in her position, it might be.
If you're managing two stores, I guess it is.
Yeah,
the whole world's a coffee emergency.
The whole world is a coffee emergency. You have never been more right in your life.
Yeah.
Hard drive's running. I'm waiting for it to close. My shit.
What are you doing over there?
He's just trying to make it work.
Oh.
I don't know I don't know. I don't care.
Oh, well, that there's your problem right there. Trying to make it work.
Shoot.
Finally. Cam's not up, but at least we got movement on the screen now.
But the cam's not plugged in. How's that?
No, because I went ahead and unplugged it. I didn't know if that was keeping everything from closing.
Well, it's definitely keeping the cam from showing up. I can tell
it
that
certainly
much.
Is not going to work
do know that's
when
part
it's not
of the
plugged
process,
in.
Right?
It doesn't like...
I did one of these things where Firefox froze up on me. And when I finally got to close, it does the slow drag
does
down
it?
Erase.
Yeah.
I don't know. Windows. I don't know anything about that. Sorry.
Much, much better.
That's what I mean.
I never have Firefox crash. I don't know.
You don't open like 20 tabs at once, then, do you?
Oh, I do.
Really?
I'm a tab maniac, man.
Well,
I'm a tab.
Three times today, it completely puked on me.
Man,
yeah,
I guess I'm just lucky.
Really too.
I will say that I've gone back to using Safari.
Yeah.
And this was amid rumors of Apple unfairly leveraging performance, you know, on OS X towards Safari. It kind of essentially gimping Firefox on Mac OS.
It wasn't entirely true, though.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah.
And it wasn't. And that wasn't. Yeah, and that wasn't why I switched. But that was about the time that I did.
Yeah.
And I regardless of whether it was maliciousness or not, you can tell a very distinct difference in terms of performance. Well,
Firefox handles memory terribly. It doesn't let it go. Once it's used it.
Right.
So it just continues to grow in footprint size in your RAM until it's just unsustainable.
Right.
And so 3.0, from what I hear, is monumentally better in that regard. So
Like I said, I'm
close
actually
to release. So.
I'm actually pretty happy with Safari. It's fully featured. I actually like tabbed browsing and stuff in it a little bit better. I just like the functionality because it so closely mimics Finder browsing in the OS itself.
Oh, okay.
You know, which is very comfortable. So, regardless of all that other stuff, I mean, you know, I don't think they're up to no good or anything.
If 3 doesn't do it for me, I'm definitely going to go browser shopping.
Yeah.
We're up. I don't know when I'll run Conqueror, Opera, something, but we'll see.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah.
Firefox has been the go-to for an extremely long time.
Yeah.
Well, they just took two very good things and put them together, Fire and Foxes.
I'm hearing great things about 3, though, so I'll wait and see. Stick with it until then, at least.
So where are we at? Is there anything that I need to swear about today? Am I... That we didn't
we were
going to
talk about Vegas too, but we kind of did that.
Yeah, you're already there.
We managed to do it without swearing. I'm just saying, it was the most... It was fucked.
Which is sad, really, because...
You really just wanted to get the swear word in.
It was just bad. Fucked. That's all I can say.
God, it was bad.
If anybody needs a spoiler alert, then here it is, and it'll only last for like a minute. But consider yourself alerted. Like, the number of fucking times that I come around a corner, and there's Gabe standing right there... mocking me behind apparently the only pane of bulletproof glass in the entire fucking game in all of goddamned Nevada. This is the one pane of bulletproof glass.
Bought it on Craigslist.
And so what does he do? He flips a switch and a bomb goes off and shit falls on top of me. Which happens like no less than like
at that point, yes.
Twice or three times.
Yeah.
I go somewhere, he, you know, gives me some wise-ass remark, and then flips a switch and a bomb somewhere goes off, and I either fall or something falls onto me. Very tiring.
You'd think after two or three times of, like, blowing you up with a bomb, he'd get lucky.
Yeah.
And you'd be dead.
Yeah. Or I'd just shoot him in the face.
That's
I'm tired of having a conversation with you. I want to shoot you in the face.
You just shot Gabe in the face.
And,
sounds like really good storytelling.
All I know is I wanted to shoot him in the face. And, like, during the whole last thing where it's, like, your force pistol drop, you know, and you... Whatever, and he's... Nyack, 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 and, you know, I'm doing this, and he's doing this. And I was just like, man... Because Scott was hosting...
By the way, those visual gags that you just did, they come over great through audio.
It's great.
He's doing this! And I'm doing this!
But yeah,
I'm glad I passed on that.
Anyway, as soon as my gun came up, I shot him in the face, and I was done with the game.
Yeah. You know, and I was actually upset that you and Kevin both passed on that. I thought, oh man, we're gonna have. No, I'm totally.
That's the only thing that would keep me interested is if more. And there are a few people who have it, but I mean, we all got together on a regular basis to play.
Well, you're certainly not making me want to buy it.
No, I wouldn't. I would never suggest that you buy it.
So.
You want to buy my copy?
an attractive price, maybe. I think it's probably about worth $1.
Yeah, so I'm taking it back, and I'll put that credit towards GTA 4. There's nothing coming out between now and then.
I don't think that there is. I want there to be. Like, I want there to... I was spoiled, I think, by the fall. So... Because in the fall, you know, we had just week after week...
That's too much.
Of juicy, meaty game goodness. But this was long. I mean, this started like back in...
It really was.
September?
It was a big deal.
August.
Bioshock. Yeah, Bioshock. Yeah, I mean, that was like months.
Bioshock.
And months.
Halo
3. It just kept...
Well, I don't, which you picked up.
Yeah.
I don't think we're going to get quite as close to last fall, you know, come this one. But it's not... It's beginning to look pretty decent.
Somebody start releasing crap in spring, damn it.
Well, we're getting it. This is an argument we had, and this is one of the things... The game sucks, I know, but Vegas 2 was a big deal to have in spring. GTA 4 is an enormous deal to have in spring.
Yeah, okay, GTA 4. But
Smash Brothers was a big deal.
Smash Brothers?
Yeah,
I guess.
It was. We can leave that out, but for a lot of people it was.
Well, yeah, I guess so. I mean, but I saw the argument somewhere. If you take out the fact that they're characters that we already know and love from other franchises, the game is not fun, is what somebody said. Said if you made that into generic characters, it would not be 60% as good.
It's possibly believable.
And, you know, and...
The game didn't hook me at all anyway.
Yeah, I was going to say...
I have a hard time critiquing it because...
I didn't really. I mean,
I don't feel
like
I'm capable of giving it a fair shake.
See, so. I was gonna say the only reason that rang true with me because the only reason I really did enjoy it was because I got to see all the characters and I got to see all their little moves and I was like, oh, that's neat. And then I was done with it. I had no desire to touch it again. I was just like, well, that was cool.
That happens a lot in fighting games.
Yeah, for me. That's definitely true for me.
I would still be playing it if I were actually able to play with people. I hadn't gone back to see if that ever started working.
And then there's that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the best part about it is that you can talk to... Oh, no. No, you can't. No.
Because, you know, I created these great levels, about a dozen of them, but I can't... couldn't play them with anybody. So
can't transfer your stuff over to...
I can transfer levels, but not save games.
That's what I'm saying. You can't bring your... So any characters you unlock, you can't take over to your friend's house.
Unless I'm just going
to
bring my whole damn Wii.
Yeah. Not happening.
So, yeah, that's so huge.
It's... Yeah, where we are. So what are we at now? Today is the what? The 7th?
7th of April.
Son of a bitch.
Can it
3 weeks?
Can it be the 27th? Can we go with that? That would be good. I would like that.
Wouldn't that be awesome?
Let's go with 2-7.
When's the exact release date again?
Yeah.
The 29th.
29th.
Ooh. Yeah.
They are doing a midnight, though.
Yeah, they are.
Don't doubt it.
Oh, that's going to be interesting.
What day is the 29th?
Oh, hey.
Tuesday.
Which means they'll be doing a midnight on a Monday.
Yeah, so after the show, we'll all go.
Our local guy, when I was in there talking to him yesterday, suggested maybe this would be a good opportunity for us to do something broadcast, podcast-wise, from on location. Because we've talked about doing that a couple times.
Well, how would we... Okay.
We don't know.
We've never done it.
Which is why it hasn't happened.
That's a good reason.
Yeah, it's something we've... You know, because once or twice we've thought about... What was it, Transformers? We were thinking about doing it.
We thought about doing it for Transformers, and we thought about doing it
from the movie theater.
Halo
3, and then Rock Band, and all those other things. And there are complications to it, obviously. So we haven't been able to figure out.
There's complications to doing it on the air.
Because we're tied to...
We're tied to this radio station.
The radio station. We're not just us. Which, yet again, I say, someone figure out how to broadcast this thing from
the
Scott's house.
Man, do you realize how fun that would be?
That's what we need to do. I think about it every now and then, but it's what we really need to do.
See what I can do.
Please do. Look into that.
But yeah, anyway.
Well, we're getting rid of like a 32-channel soundboard at work.
Oh, nice.
So,
where does it have to go when you get rid of it?
See, that's what we don't know yet.
Oh.
If nobody gets dibs on it, I'll see if I can do it.
Need storage? We'll gladly hold it for you.
We can store that shit.
There are a few bad channels on it, but when you've got 32 of them, a couple bad channels doesn't really make a big difference.
No.
There's no way we'll have 32 people on this shit.
You couldn't fit 32 people in your living room. Like that. No. The size of the living room constraint prevents a 32-person show. You know what makes me angry? Trilogies.
There you go. I knew I saw that somewhere.
Gosh, man, I'm telling you.
Justify your game trilogy.
Like, I wish there had to be a poll on the internet, and you got a chance. If you want a sequel or a trilogy, you have to post on this site, and then we get to decide if it's worthy.
I don't like
freaking
it.
Crap.
I don't really like it either.
Freaking crap.
I know that there's
I'm tired of
swear on this part of the show.
Well, I mean, look, it just comes out. I don't want to swear just to swear. But
what?
Son of a fucking bitch. I mean, is that better? Is that what the audience at home wants?
Yes.
Will it help our ratings if I say that?
Your phone ringing?
No. Oh yeah.
Crap. No.
I guess I'm fired now.
Fuck.
Yeah, I don't like it. I mean, I understand that
there are a few games that should. I think there are some games that make great sequels and make great trilogies. And
your wife's in the chat. I'm sorry. Your wife's in the chat
room. My wife's in the chat room, yes. She's been in the chat room
Sam
all show.
City 83 just didn't come off as being...
As being Samantha?
There you go.
Yeah.
It's okay. It's okay. Scott's kind of stupid.
Hey, look. That's her. Thank you. We've now derailed the thought train.
Sorry.
It's cool.
Sequels and trilogies.
Somebody in the chat room says, "Ha, that's my husband."
Yeah, well, and you figured it was probably me. I guess it would kind of rule the rest of you guys out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway,
but no. Have they started a franchise with a continuing story and then never finished it? You know,
it takes too long to make a goddamned game.
Oh, God.
You can't dedicate yourself to three games all containing, you know, being an arc.
Yeah.
In the modern course of game development, if we're going to agree that they're this expensive and this difficult to make, and that the entire landscape of publishers and developers isn't even going to remain the same throughout a single game's development, much less across all three, mm-hmm. how can you even say you're going to get all three out in a single generation of hardware? Like, mm-hmm. fucking just make your game.
Yeah.
Where did Xenosaga leave off?
I don't know.
Three?
I think three.
Three?
I'm not saying it's bad. I'm just saying, like, you really don't need to do that. Just make your fucking game. And tell your story in the game. It's entirely possible. People are doing it left, right, and center. You can make a big, long game if you want. You can make an ambitious...
I'm all for big, long
games. Man, Shenmue.
Yeah.
You want to talk about it?
Yeah, it's fine. I just don't think that you need to fall into that. I think that, it's going to be part of a trilogy. I think that...
That's not an excuse for a bad game.
I think you're using... I think you're using Star Wars or Lord of the Rings to sell your game. I think you're trying to buy mindshare with a movie trilogy's success. Yeah. I think that's what you're trying to do. Now, believe me, I understand the division by threes. I understand the nature of a three-act play.
Right.
But that doesn't mean you need, you know, two consecutive sequels after an original game. If you want to pull a three-part narrative, pull it inside of one game. The three acts still, you know,
yeah.
happen inside of one play.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need a trilogy to tell your story. If you don't need it, that's all I'm saying. Done with.
Yeah.
Just concentrate on making a great game. One great game. Let's just do that, because it's not happening as often as it should.
Yes, and don't make sequels out of bad games. Killzone. That game was terrible. I hated that game.
How's SOCOM? Has anybody played SOCOM?
I gave up after playing the first one, and I wasn't impressed.
Because I saw where SOCOM 3 or whatever.
I don't know
whatever they're
on.
PS3.
Yeah, actually, that's on my looking forward to list. Mm-hmm.
I didn't enjoy the first one. I didn't think it was
I didn't either, but I think the first one also came out of a time... It came out of an entirely different console shooter...
Yeah.
Philosophy.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
From the comparative,
the philosophy of where they suck.
It was a really weird thing. And yeah, I remember we argued a lot about when it first came out about how they were developing it as a multiplayer game and everything, and I just wasn't too happy about it. But that was at a time when I just didn't believe in first-person shooters on consoles. Period.
Yeah.
Or third-person, whatever. Anything that used that style of interface, I wouldn't do it. Now I've completely changed. So.
Yeah.
We'll see. It gets a look. It will get my attention.
I think maybe I don't know. Like I'm torn. I wish they would. It's like the Killzone theory. Like because they make Killzone and Killzone was bad in my opinion. Somebody out there may differ and they're wrong. But, I don't want to say that studio should never try and put out a first person shooter ever again. Because clearly, if it was me and I made a game that wasn't great, I would want to, in my next one, try and rectify that
mm-hmm.
and make a game that was good. But don't try and paddle it around as a sequel to a game that wasn't good. Like, you can call it Murder Area, you know? And I will be okay with that. Because you're not... I don't want to see this series continue because it wasn't good.
I don't know. Earlier, you were talking about box art. You could just... What was it? GTA could come in a...
Oh, yeah, I was saying it could come in one of those brown sacks from the package store.
Yeah, as long as you're not trying...
Matter.
No. No, so, it could be the same game. Like, if they actually release on the web, they're like, oh, by the way, we're not making Killzone 2 anymore, we're making Murder Area.
Right.
I would be like, dude, Murder Area looks sweet. Have you seen the screenshots?
Yeah.
I would be excited, but now I'm not. Because I just have that bad taste from the first one.
That's okay.
I wish they would get away with
it. Looks great.
Yeah. You have to shoot the guys. It's a very hard game.
What was that? You have to burn the rope. The sequel is now cut that wire.
Oh, man. I can't wait. I want to cut the wire.
Yeah, so, there you go. God, what else? It's just such a dead
This is going to be a really sad time. between now. It's going to be a really weird interval.
I was hoping spring. Whoa.
Between now. We're having an exciting time over here. Don't worry about it.
Now in the 29th. Yeah. It's really stupid. I'm just trying, like, man, I'm just polishing off stuff. Like, I'm playing Bully still. Moving through that. Dana's playing a little bit of it. I've still got the last.
I need to play that game.
The last section of Mass Effect to finish. At some point when Dana can sit down with me, and I can finish it with her there, because she wants to watch me. She wants to compare how reactions. She did it to how I did it.
Yeah. I've got some things I can do in between now and then. I was hoping Rainbow Six Vegas would kind of carry a little bit longer than it did, but it's obviously not. I'm glad we got the map pack out.
I'm going to drink in as much Call of Duty 4 as I can.
It's so delicious and good. Like,
but no, I need GTA to get here.
I can go through the single player campaign of COD 4 since I haven't done that. I can finish up episode 1 and 2 of Half Life since I haven't gotten through all of that yet. So I got plenty of things I can do. Play Army of Two for a little bit.
I think I might Gamefly Dark Sector.
I've got that in my queue waiting for it. I think
yeah, I think I might do that. I mean, because it was reviewed sort of, you know? Mm-hmm. I think I'll take a look at it.
Guy in the Game Store said, in reference to Dark Sector. Now, of course, this was Guy in the Game Store, so let's take this with what it's worth. But he said, because somehow it came up when people were in there and somebody was talking about it, and he said, play through the... I haven't played it, so I don't know. I'm not intrigued.
Uh-huh.
It is not... catch my eye in any way, but he said there is a beginning part that is bad. Continue to play even though the beginning part is bad, because it gets better and the bad part goes away.
Games that get better towards the end.
Well, he said it's a short part. It's about an hour and a half that at the very start.
Well, that's old.
Yeah.
I don't think there's many people left that remember that.
What are you talking about? Explain it.
Oh, it's old.
Because there could be people listening to the...
It was an old reference. What the hell was the name of that game?
Shit, I don't even remember anymore, man.
It was the published mod. It was the published total conversion for Half-Life.
Shit.
Blue... What is it?
No, I'm not talking about the expansion.
Oh, okay.
It was a total conversion. It was using Half-Life, and somebody did a TC of it, and it got released as a retail
or whatever it was called.
Blue Shift. No, it was an expansion pack.
Okay.
But yeah, I remember that was Tyco's comment. Yeah. He's like, "If you're a fan of games that get better toward the end,
yeah,
go right ahead." Anyway, yeah, not a whole lot of people left that remember that.
Now, did you kill them off?
Systematically.
Not a whole lot of people left that remember
it. The fact that the game got better at the end, maybe that's the one that killed them all.
I feel really bad right now, and I'm not really sure why.
About life?
No, about games.
Yeah.
And it just
I've been feeling that way a lot.
Yeah?
Yeah. For a little while now.
Yeah, I the other day I was like looking at my 360 and kind of wishing I had a PS3 instead.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Yeah. Because... every time I look at my 360, I look at it like it's about to kick off at any minute, which it probably is.
Whatever you did to mine, man, congrats. Yeah. It's been fine.
So, I think about, you know, well, all the games that I'm playing on it right now are available on the PS3. All the games I'm looking forward to are going to be on the PS3. You know, I'm paying $50 for a premium service that goes down every time a bunch of concurrent users jump on to use it.
That's very true. It has...
Yeah, I get really
gone angry down to its knees a lot
when I start thinking about it. And then
is it a lot really now?
It's enough to make me angry.
Honest to God,
says a guy who's waiting for his box.
No,
to go
honest back to God, one extraordinary failure of the system within any year is more than I want to bear. And in the past year, we've had
two.
No.
Really?
Yeah, it's been about far four more than that. It's been like four.
It
happens every spring and fall update.
Spring update and winter update.
It happens every Christmas.
And Christmas.
Uh-huh. And now it's happened with the Call of Duty 4.
See, I didn't play ever.
Expansion pack.
Yes.
That was at least three times in 1 year, though.
Yeah, and like, I haven't. At the system updates, I haven't ever had a problem.
Actually, before, if you started at the spring update last year, you started that spring update last year, you got problems. Then you hit
Because we had a bunch, of friends like jump on and get 360s and say, "Well, you got yours. Neil got his. Kevin, I mean, a few other, like a bunch of people that we wanted to play with, finally convinced him to get their Xbox.
Convinced them on the point of Xbox Live.
And because it was down. Just working, yeah. It was so simple.
And then for like 2 weeks or so,
everything we tried to do,
we couldn't do shit.
It was completely destroyed.
Now, you know what? You know what? I think I know now why I didn't ever notice it. I didn't really play anything on Live until Shadowrun came out.
Mm, okay.
On the 360. Well, I downloaded videos, and that's about it. I was like, okay.
Along this line of thought, I then realized that, like, okay, let's say I got a PS3 and, like, wanted to replace what I have. Well, I can't because I've spent $50 on downloadable content for Rock Band.
Yeah.
Ooh. That shit ain't ever going to transfer.
No.
Anything I bought on Live Arcade doesn't transfer. You know, it's a type of vendor lock-in, which Microsoft is very good at. And I realize all DLC is pretty much lock-in to
Well,
some
I was
going to
say, though, you really can't.
I know, but it is Microsoft, and it's the first thing that pops into my head, whether it's valid for everybody else or not, you know. I get really, really mad right now when I look at my 360, and I'm not very happy. And the COD 4 whole expansion pack, having to pay for it and having haves and have-nots, that pissed me off, too, and it makes me not want to have it. So it also pisses me off that you guys are having fun with it.
No, that's totally valid.
That means that if I want to have fun right now playing on my 360,
well, spend 10 bucks.
And I want to play with you guys, I got to buy like this map pack that I'm kind of philosophically opposed to buying. And it's another thing that I won't have if I decide to ditch it and go
that's,
to PS3.
No, that's exactly why I did it. I'm totally... And I think actually a lot of the people who got it are really opposed to it because nobody wants the player base split. Not really.
Yeah.
But if it's going to be haves and have-nots, I'm going to be a have.
I want to be a have.
I mean, for 10 bucks, yeah.
I might not talk to you.
So I do...
if you don't mind. Man, this is going to be a classic.
I'm either going to buy the expansion pack or I'm going to put COD 4 on eBay. It's one of the two.
Yeah,
I haven't really decided which one.
Buy the map pack.
But I'm, you know.
Buy the map pack. Also, you might not get a couple of exclusive games on
the PS3 I'd like to play. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah, and if you were weighing the two systems against each other, not just talking about exclusives, but just talking about all the stuff. Yeah. I mean, yeah.
And, you know, there's another thing. Like, at the beginning of this generation, Microsoft had a huge lead, like, in the online arena, in price, and PS3 has rapidly caught up while Microsoft's kind of stayed still on not just price, but the reliability of their system and their service. Nothing has really improved while the PS3 keeps getting better and more desirable. So, yeah, I don't know. That's why I'm angry right now, and I don't feel good.
I just want to own both consoles.
Yeah, I like having both.
I do want to own both.
Yeah,
I just don't think I can afford both at the moment. Mm.
The PS. Yeah, well, here's the thing. If you're going to have both, the PS3's ability there are certain games like if I rent Dark Sector, it'll be on the PS3. I don't give a fuck about getting the achievements from it. I don't really care. I don't even know if there's any. I don't want to multiplayer with it.
Time.
I don't care. I will play it on the PS3 because there's no reason not to, and I really do enjoy playing things on that system. I miss seeing my friends list, but whatever. But the usefulness of a lot of the cross-platform stuff kind of disappears if you have both systems. You will tend to gravitate toward one. Just out of habit, I suppose.
Well, but probably. I mean, yeah. I mean, you have to make a choice. So.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, what was your reason for getting GTA on the 360?
Well, that wasn't even a choice.
Yeah.
I mean, it wasn't. It's honestly not a choice. The friends list is going to dominate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My GTA multiplayer experience.
Because there's more people on the 360. There's a better, just a better way to play. As far as that's concerned, because. Yeah. Right now, if you get into a multiplayer game on the PS3, nobody's talking. Nobody's chatting. Which is good. Some people are like, good. I don't want to have to listen to those people anyway. Mm-hmm. But half the fun I get on a COD 4 is hearing the rest of those EVAP motherfuckers during the match. It's just a ton of fun just listening to the conversation. It'll be the same way with GTA 4, I believe. So you got to look at some of those things.
Yeah, there's that.
There's again, if you're, you know, there's the Wii, who does online but doesn't do it great. There's the PS3, who does online and does it a lot better than the Wii. And then there's the 360, who does online and just has a lot more benefits over the other two. It really does. Granted, you got to pay for this, and you're going to have those downtimes, and it sucks when you do. And it shouldn't happen. I agree that it should not happen. But, you know, there was that big rant on the front page of EVAV that happened that night. And if you go through there and you look, there's some people make some good points. But, you know, what were some of the points? God, whenever your cable goes out, do you bitch and moan about it? Or whenever whenever the power goes out?
Actually, my cable hasn't gone out since I switched Synology, so it's the entire reason I switched. Charter would go out like once a week for me. They were incapable of fixing it, so yeah. I switched.
Yet today, he has problems with his, you know...
billing services, not...
Well, yeah.
Ever since the tornado came through and completely destroyed their infrastructure in our part of town, and they had to replace it with stuff that works. Yeah, man. My cable's been great ever since that.
It actually has. Prattville just looks better and better all the time.
Yeah, we've already been hit with a tornado.
Yeah.
Chances are astronomical.
Yeah, we'll say, odds are you're good. You're
there's
golden.
A glut of houses on the market.
Yeah, that's true.
You can probably find one that's been foreclosed on. Yeah.
Real fix-em-upper.
Get up there.
In fact, there's one that I'm sure there's a couple out there that don't even actually have roofs. So if you really want to be adventurous...
Oh yeah! Did you hear about
hammer nails and
Comcast's 50 megabit service?
Yeah,
it
did.
Yeah,
like $150 a month.
$50, man.
Yep.
Fuck you.
Yeah.
Not even for fiber, man.
No.
I'm not paying $150 for internet. At least not until I'm paying $5 for a loaf of bread, and my, you know, salary has inflated at the same rate. No.
What happened at your job?
I'm just saying, if inflation takes you to that point, then fine. But yeah, $150, no, man. I don't care if you're giving me 150 gigabits a second. Or
really?
Yeah.
Gigabit? Well, those sites, wherever you were downloading from, wouldn't be able to handle it. You would have a.
I could ride the.
What sites?
You'd have.
What sites are you talking about? Because like most of my traffic is these things called torrents.
Oh. Okay.
What are these sites?
Yeah.
You speak of?
Okay.
Torrents aren't really limited by a.
Yeah,
sites.
You and your crazy
yeah.
torrents, torrenting.
Nobody gets 150 megabits of bandwidth for websites. It's only for peer-to-peer. There's
well, yeah, well, I mean...
There's no other reason you would want that.
Gaming.
No! We were gaming on a DSL connection that was like...
People will do it, man. It's,
256 megabytes... No, K. 256K upstream, and there were a dozen of us on it, and it was fine.
Well...
You don't need 150...
But you know those crazy folks out there that, like, want that ping to go down from, like... 52 down to like 42, and they will pay a lot of money for that.
There are a lot of people who will pay that premium because they play online. That is
yeah,
true.
Tons of it. Tons of it.
They're stupid.
You know?
But you know what? A lot of people with a lot of money to burn usually are.
How does it work out like that?
Michael Bay.
I want money to burn. I just burn money anyway that I don't have.
I'll do that too. God damn, I finished my taxes. Jesus Christ. It ruined my weekend.
Did it really?
It really did. Jeez. I did it on Sunday, and man, I was depressed the rest of the day.
I'm sorry.
What a bummer.
It's bad.
That's okay. You still have your big screen TV to comfort you.
Yeah, I mean...
It doesn't really, because, you know, the
it's got the little default. The,
yeah.
The,
yeah.
The mask of Tom taunts him.
Yeah.
You need to get a new one.
3 days.
And I think...
That's so funny after saving my fucking taxes that I have to pay.
You need to get a new one and donate the other one.
I am not getting a refund, and that rebate means nothing.
Poor unfortunate.
That $600 rebate that I'm getting back means nothing. It doesn't even break even for me.
I don't know how that works. I don't own stuff.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on. Yeah.
Dana told me about you and your taxes. I don't have to say anything. No, but
it doesn't matter. I mean, I always like I never get anything back. Really, I never owe anything. So
There've been a couple of years. Where it's like, I didn't file.
Yeah, you did get that rebate. I mean, you're going to get that rebate back.
It'll go towards paying off old taxes.
I know. There's plenty of other things that it can be used for.
You know, what's so funny about the rebate there? You know, it's supposed to be in a stimulus package
yeah.
for the economy, and they're like, but it only works if you spend it. If you pay off debt, well, then it's no good. Well,
that's one of the reasons that the stimulus package doesn't work is because the people who need the money.
Not using it to pay off debt.
Yeah.
My wife and I are buying our packs.
Mine automatically goes towards paying off debt.
Well, you guys are getting the joint one, right?
I guess, I don't know.
The $1,200 version.
Yeah.
Of course, I guess two people going to PAX probably would cost around $1,200.
So, flying out of
I mean, I will yeah. spend it on... I won't pay down debt because I just don't have any.
Yeah.
Like, I don't have any. Unless my rent counts as debt.
Yeah.
Like, I don't have debt. So, which I know it doesn't. I'm just being a wise ass. Yeah, neither one of us does. We don't, you know... I don't have a credit card either.
Yeah.
Never have had.
So. I've never had a credit card either. Still ended up with tech. Well, because I made a mistake of going to college.
Oh.
Well, I've only...
It was a huge mistake.
No, yeah. No,
I shouldn't have gone.
Epic fail.
It was. Unless you need to go to college for what you want to do, don't go to college. It's a great way to pay off debt for the rest of your life.
Yeah. Mm. It's entirely true. And I've recently paid all those off.
Yeah.
So I don't have to deal with those anymore.
Jesus.
Yeah, Becky has a master's. What do you get her? Not a better job, just, you know, $60,000 of debt.
She's doing the job I was doing 3 years ago.
Yeah, yeah. And where'd you get your degree? Oh, yeah, that's right.
Don't have one.
You don't have
one. I got a half-baked English degree.
Well done. Well played.
That I only quit, you know, trying to get because my teacher was like, you should really do this for a living. And it's like, and what the fuck am I doing here? If I'm already good enough to do what I'm trying to learn to do for a living, then what the fuck am I doing? Yeah. What am I paying you for?
That's exactly what happened when I got
my one year of college is nearly paid off. I got a little over $1,000 left on that. I'll have it knocked out in no time. I've also got
anytime the phone rings, I want to end the show right then and there. I'm like, all right, show's over.
Well, we're just rambling at this point. So.
Yeah, I mean, we can be done at any point. I don't want to be so tired that I can't shoot people.
Yeah, I was gonna say we've got a con to play. Yeah, I don't know about you guys.
I got a show to edit.
Yeah.
Good.
Look, all right. The viewers can.
We'll kill a guy for you.
They'll understand, right? And be like, you should just post.
I promise you, we'll go into non-hardcore. New map rotation.
I might catch you afterwards, but yeah, no. It's one of the big things. Right, we talked about this.
Oh, no, I was just joking. I was just thinking it would be funny.
COD.
We'll probably hit a couple of maps tonight, but not too long. Very long.
Not too long.
Tonight's probably not a good night.
No.
I have to cut it off in like one.
Whatever evenings I'm not working this
tell you
week,
what,
I'll play
when
some
is, when is that?
For like the not indefinite sure. future, because I'm like I hardly ever have my 360 on anymore. If you guys want to like fire up a game, call me.
Okay.
And I'll sign on and play.
Cool.
Otherwise, I'll never play.
Yeah.
Because I'm not going to hop on to see if somebody's on.
Anybody listening to the live podcast?
Live only works and is useful if you're already on your 360. And since I don't have a reason to be on there right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What was your number again? I tried to get him.
Nice.
Tried to get him.
Nice, well done.
No, it's, you know, so...
But yeah, my gamer tag is Daniel Out. If anybody listening wants to ever add me or party invite me, I don't...
Yeah.
I usually am not playing with people.
Yeah, I spend a lot of time...
Trust me, dude, you're on this show now. You're going to get friends invites.
I spend a lot of time pubbing.
I get invites sometimes and don't...
Like, a lot of times I'll just walk away and I'll come back and like, see that there's an invite. Or a lot of times I'll be, like... I guess I just don't pay attention because I see things pop up sometimes and I think it's just my friends logging on.
I wish it made a different noise
if it's
for
a game
invite.
Yeah.
Dear goodness.
How fucking sad is this? Listen to win free gas. That's a sign of a, you know, Cracker Jack economy
right
there.
That's a solid
economy,
man. I've got confidence in that economy.
Woo!
Giving away gas.
Yeah, pretty soon it'll be food.
I make plenty.
Listen, win free food!
Why did somebody just say that I came out of the closet?
Because it says Daniel Out. That's your name.
Oh. That was a poor joke.
That's the first thought I had, too, was like, Daniel Out? Okay.
No, it's like over. It's like over and out.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
I used to in like a lot of like blogs and stuff like
luckily
that.
Luckily, your wife's in the chat room.
Yeah, I was gonna say I'm glad that the wife is in the chat room to back me up.
But unfortunately, her name is Sam City.
Yeah, which could go. Yeah,
but no, but it's
honey,
purple.
You need to change the name.
It's purple.
Your full,
it's purple. It's okay.
Full. I think there's a kitten.
Samantha. There is a kitten. It's probably an Icon has a cheeseburger.
Which even being purple and having a kitten may.
Yeah. Yeah. Whatever. Yeah. Yeah. So it kind of spawned out of I hate numbers in like names like online.
Like Psycho Boy 2.
You know, and for other people, other people it doesn't bother me.
I used to
get
mad at him for that, but then I
other people it doesn't bother me. I just can't do it for my I can't do it for me.
I had to use Roman numerals in mine just because I couldn't use my original one.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
That's right.
I didn't want a number. I hate numbers. The hell with numbers.
I can't do it. And back in the wee old days of the internets, I played a lot of Air Warrior. If anybody ever played Air Warrior,
I didn't play Air
online.
Warrior.
It was a big online World War II shooter. It was phenomenal. I loved it, and I went by the tag.
Aces High.
Okay, Aces High was good too. Fair enough.
That's where Fishbang came from, actually.
Okay,
was Aces High.
Well, see, I got coined as Dive because of dive bombing runs a lot. That's all I ever did. Like that's how I loved them. And so, and I used that for a long time, and then. Surprisingly enough, Dive by itself, yeah, that's not ever open anywhere. So, yeah, I knew that I had to change, and so Daniel Out it was. And I've never, ever, the only time that I've ever tried to sign up for something and Daniel Out was taken was when I had already signed up for something and I forgot. So
I still think the Fishbang...
Now, though,
I'm sure. My Fishbang... At AOL is me. I just can't fucking remember what my password or email was. I mean, because
of course now everybody's going to go out on the internet. They're going to be like, "I'm going to register under Daniel Out and screw this guy over."
Hey, well,
I still can't get fucking Fishbang on PSN.
I was about to say,
there's some dude that's got Fishbang that I'm still fucking furious about because I have to be Mouse Look on PSN.
Hunt him down and kill him.
I've sent people out there. I've asked him to call in.
Though that does bring up, like, now that I've shared my story.
Yeah.
What's...
Oh, does he have to? Does he have to explain his?
He bangs fish.
No.
Fish it's not that simple.
It's not that simple.
No, Kevin and I were
it's
playing...
It's not simple enough that you fucked a fish?
No.
No.
It's got to get more complicated? Yeah. Oh, God.
Kevin and I were hoggy. Kevin and I were playing Aces High. And we were... I'm pretty sure he was flying escort. I had a C-47, and I was carrying a bunch of dudes, and we were going to go capture an airbase. And some guy who was, like, flying around wanted to go capture this other airbase. I needed a name. I had been using, like, some other name, and it was like, well, I got to change names, so I don't have a new name for myself. It was one of those points on the internet when you got to, you know, change your name. There was no permanence attached to anything, because I wasn't playing MMOs. There was no Xbox Live. It was just what name do I want to use. And I needed something temporary. And we had just finished a game of Rainbow Six. So we just decided on Flashbang. Just enter Flashbang, and that's what you'll be. So, like, this guy who had to be just fucking wasted, drunk or high off his ass or something.
It wasn't him.
No. It was this other guy who had to be wasted. He
it wasn't him or Kevin.
And he was like... Hey, you guys, come over here. We're gonna go. There's this base. I wanna bomb this base. And we're like, we're going over here. We're gonna take over this base. I've got guys back here. I don't have bombs. I got guys. He's like, okay. Were you coming? And it's like, what? And he's like, you, Fishbang. And I'm like, Kevin's like, Fishbang. What the fuck? And I was like. F-L-A-S-H, Flash, Flashbang. My name is Flashbang. Okay. Hey, Fishbang, come here. I was like, it's fucking Flashbang. He's like, whatever, Fishbang. I don't know where the hell that came from, man.
I love it.
He just could not.
Oh, I love it.
He was convinced that I named myself Fishbang. And it's like.
And ever since.
And unfortunately, there was a witness. So I couldn't get away from it. And it was like, well, what the hell, you know?
Nice. Well done. Banger of fish.
Yeah. What are you going to do? It's very funny because occasionally, usually, somebody decides, oh my god, that guy named himself Bishbang. I'm totally going to make fun of him. First off, fuck you. You cannot make fun of a guy who willingly calls himself Fishbang.
Just like
you're not that good. But occasionally somebody out there just respects the complete absurdity of Fishbang, whatever the hell that is. You know?
I really just pictured it like a trout with like a couple of maggies shoved in its mouth.
That's, or up its ass.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, wherever you want to shove them.
That's the case. I'm not gonna discriminate.
Yeah.
I won't, but yeah. Well, okay.
There you go.
I feel educated.
Imagine if your name is Xerxes. We always call him Exerxes. Exerxes, come on, play with us.
Used to be Flagship X. Wow, man, I wonder if Flagship X is a plane that you can fly in Hawks. Hawks. Featuring the Flagship X. It's extra extreme.
Farts. Fucking awesome real-time strategy.
You know what that got... I used to be Flagship X. You know what that got changed into?
Yep. Don't even have to mention it.
Nope. Already know. Oh,
you didn't internet proof that name, my friend.
That's good.
That's great. I can deal with Flagship.
Man. Anybody else have a good story like his? Like, or is that the best?
What, as far as our names are concerned?
Yeah.
Nah, I've been using this one for God knows how long. I've been using this one since Prodigy.
I remember Prodigy.
Since the Prodigy days. I've been using this one since Imagination Network.
Oh.
Different spelling, of course, but yeah, same thing.
I've been through a few. With the two? Always with the two?
With the two, yeah.
Okay.
Because the original one... First off, the original one without a number was taken. And then the other... What happened? For some reason, I didn't want to use his same one and then just put a two. So I had to fuck up the spelling.
Gotcha. Yeah,
just stuck that way.
Let's go home.
I think we're done.
I'm gonna go home.
I'm hungry.
Capture the objective.